Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've gotten your fill. Every weekend, better ahead. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah. That's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast back this week for episode number 105 to tell the truth. And we are back with our first regular episode in 2 weeks, coming off a bonus episode last week, a Leprechaun 3 rewatch. And here we are back with the man who is the host of three different podcasts, a podcast wizard. Here he is, Akiva Whitaker.
That theme song is really something, Rob.
Very catchy.
Was that? Have you found yourself re-listening to the musical? I have. You get a lot of messages. People are like, I've listened to it every day since it came out.
I haven't really re-listened yet. I've had a lot going on.
That's fair. But yeah, that really is one of the winners, but there's so much good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Of course, our last proper episode, episode number 104, Renap the Musical, put together by Jason Curtis Rivera, and an all-star cast, got rave reviews, as we expected.
Maybe even better than I expected, and we knew it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So an incredible job. If for some reason you were under a rock for these last 2 weeks and you missed Renap the Musical, go ahead and check that out. Episode number 104. But here we are today recording on Halloween, a very spooky day. But we already got our Halloween episode in the can last week with our Leprechaun 3 bonus episode. Akiva, I feel like that I thought people wanted Leprechaun 3. I'm a little disappointed in the response to Leprechaun 3 bonus episode.
Well, I think one of the tricky things was like the people, the diehards who listened to it the second it came out, I believe it was on the wrong feed. So I like the first day.
Oh, don't
get
me started about the there were some errors that were made behind the scenes while I was away. Don't get me worked up about that.
I do see, I think, a lot of the people who maybe wouldn't check social media to complain it or ask about what's happening just never heard it.
Yeah.
People did seem to like it. Nobody was upset about it, but okay. I agree.
But you know what? Not enough of a response. So next time I have something to do, no episode, nothing.
Oh, wow. A punishment.
Yep.
The listeners are in timeout.
Did not get the positive reinforcement. So that's next time we'll just have no episode.
Oh my gosh, look at this guy. He's teaching the listeners a lesson.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. Rob also is like annoyed a little bit, probably. I had some tech issues, probably cost him a half hour of his life. He'll never get back.
Look, it's totally understandable. A man that records only three podcasts a week can't figure out how to do. What's fourth podcast?
Well, the patron episode is a fourth podcast.
That's not a different podcast. That's the same podcast.
Four episodes a week. It's four separate records, plus like 30 Among Us, Discords or Zooms.
Right. And those all start probably right on schedule.
Start on schedule.
Yeah.
All right. No issue. Rob's throwing shade. He's getting chopped up first tomorrow night if I'm the imposter. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Uncle Kiwi, tell us about what we're doing here today.
Okay, so this is very exciting. When Corey B, who had won a previous game, which entitled him to,
I believe he came up with the catchphrase for Rob and Akiva the podcast.
Yes. Not the one we use. Not the very popular one. The one we never have said once. But the winning catchphrase.
Yes.
So he pitched an idea called To Tell the Truth, or Two Truths and a Lie with a little bit of a twist, where three people would come on at a time with the same story. Only one of them would have actually experienced or is telling the true story. The other two are lying and they're imposters. They're pretending
it's them. Two imposters. Okay. Do we have to vote one out?
We are going to vote out two. And there's one crewmate, ideally, who is telling the truth. And we're going to figure that out. And we're going to do that a bunch of times today. There's several different trios coming on. Mm-hmm. Corey B will be the moderator. Me and you, I don't know what happens if we disagree. I guess maybe we'll just keep score and see who's right more often.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do we have to both be on the same page?
We don't have to both be on the same page, but I am excited for this. I think it'll be fun. This is I think it's a good skill of yours. I think you're going to be good at sussing out who the imposters are.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see about that. Don't give me too much credit yet. But let's welcome in the aforementioned, the great Corey B. Corey, how are you?
Hello, Rob. I'm doing great, and I want to mention, since you like the feedback, I am very, very grateful for being able to be on the show today.
Yes. Okay. Well, happy to hear it, Corey. And so very excited at this idea, which had been in the hopper for a while. I think we went through a couple different versions of what it was going to be, how we were going to do it. We're finally here today, Corey.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I know we had some two truths and a lie sort of ideas floating around before this one came around, if I remember right. But it's going to be good. I'm really excited for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So how are we going to get this game on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll tell you guys a little bit about the rules first. Akiva sort of touched on it a little bit. But in essence, one thing I do want to clarify is you guys will be competing against each other. So that is important. And on To Tell the Truth, normally there is a punishment as well for the person who
when you say on To Tell the Truth normally, where is To Tell the Truth? How do we see this show?
So To Tell the Truth has had a lot of different iterations over the years. The current one that I believe is still on TV is on ABC, and it features Anthony Anderson as the host.
Ah, yes. Blackish fame.
Yes, that's right. And he also has his mom that just kind of hangs out on the mm-hmm. show. And my mom was busy, but otherwise I've used the most recent version as pretty heavy inspiration for this.
Corey, what has appealed to you about this particular game show format?
I like it because it's kind of just a good type of show to play along with. It's definitely stood the test of time. And when you watch a show like this, it's very easy to play along and try to make your own guesses. And it's kind of just fun for the people playing as well to try to lie and see if you guys can catch them in a lie. So okay. I think it's a lot of fun.
Some social deduction that will go on in
exactly.
this game.
Okay. Exactly.
Anything else you want to set up before we get to round one today?
Nope. So I'll just reiterate a couple things. So you guys, I might consider you as the panel. If I mentioned to you, Rob and Akiva are the panel, that's you two. Typically that would be celebrities. And in this case, it probably still is too. I don't want to, diminish your guys' reputation or anything. But throughout the show, you are figuring out the guests who are telling the truth and which ones are lying. So, we're going to give you guys three people at a time. Each of them are going to say the same story and you're going to guess which one is actually telling the truth. So
we're going to hear the same story three times.
You're going to hear the same story once. Okay. They're going to each kind of say a tagline, and then I'll tell you the story, and then you get to ask them questions.
Got it.
And then you'll lock in an answer with me, and then we'll reveal who's right and talk a little bit to all three people.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take notes.
Okay. And how do you find these people, Corey?
We sent out some surveys and some forms, and we talked everybody through and found out stories. And everyone here today has an interesting story. Not just the truth tellers, just in case for logistical purposes, if they needed to sort of fill in. So we'll ask everybody for just a very quick summary of an interesting fact about themselves, even the imposters, once they reveal themselves.
Okay.
Rob, it's making me nervous. There's 19 people in the Zoom, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a big crowd listening to this episode.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope it doesn't affect the download numbers.
Yes. Too many
everyone's still mandatory. It's still mandatory to download and loose press play. You don't have to listen.
Yes. Okay.
19 of you.
All right. And that we'll also assume that we put the right link in the podcast post when we get the podcast published.
Ideally. Well, maybe if it's not good, we could just repost that Sean Rector podcast again that was in the feed last time.
It's very important that we want you know, as many people to hear it as possible.
Rob, I also think that as the 19 participants in this chat, are we playing for something? Are there stakes?
What stakes would you want to have?
No, I don't want to have any stakes because I feel like we're already always behind on like paying off bets, you know.
Yeah. I don't think we need that.
Yeah. Fine.
Let's get the show on the road. I don't think we need to spend 10 minutes trying to figure out what we're playing for. Corey, unless you have something in mind.
No, I mean, I was going to suggest that in the early seasons of this newest iteration, it was just you get to publish a tweet on the loser's account.
Yes,
was often the punishment.
Hmm. Okay. What if that, you know, I did have a birthday this past week, and I did that I had sent Akiva a cameo from one of his heroes. Akiva repaid me by having one of my ops send me a cameo.
You didn't like it? I thought it was funny.
This past week. That maybe the loser should send the winner a cameo. What do you think of that?
It's fine with me. It's fine with me. Did you not apply? I thought it was a good cameo that I sent you.
Yeah, let me see if I could pull it up.
Only thing is I wish they give you a little more room to say stuff because I did have I was going to have them say famously before every quote, but I had to cut that. It was like a tweet. You have like very few characters. Mm-hmm.
Yes. One of my ops, Mitch Garver, sent a message for my birthday.
Hey, Rob, it's Mitch Garver with the Minnesota Twins. This message was booked by Akiva. She wanted me to drop in and wish you a happy birthday. She wanted me to say a few things. First of all,
Mitch Garver, not really nailing your pronouns, Akiva.
No, they do ask for pronouns on Cameo, but only yours. They don't ask for the sendees.
Yes, okay.
The senders.
Back to Mitch.
You are her favorite Gentile until the Jets draft Trevor Lawrence. She likes you better than Chester and Allie, but only if you agree not to tell them. And she wanted me to end by trying to name 10 things you bring to the beach, so I'm going to give it a shot. All right. A towel, sunscreen, sunglasses, chapstick, sand toys, a surfboard, boogie board, and some flip-flops, swim trunks, all that good stuff. But anyways, happy birthday. Just wanted to drop in and say that to you. Apologize for my dog's growling in the background, but that's just the way it is. All right, have a great day.
Bye. Okay, thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. There was a throwback to when Mitch Garver and I went toe to toe back at the Twins versus Mets game from 2019 in who could name more things to go to the beach.
Yeah, he did, and he did not get 10 this time, so maybe it was fixed.
Yeah, I would think that this is his kitchen behind him.
Well, I mean, it looks like a nice house, but I don't think Garver is making All-Star money yet, right? He was an All-Star last year. Also, by the way, Garver did not have a great year, so he might be, he might need the cameo money soon. He hit like 180 this year with like one home run.
Yikes. Okay. All right. Corey, should we get to round one?
Yes, absolutely. So quick behind the scenes here. We have a couple we can't rename in the Zoom call. Is there any way that you can give myself or our backstage helper some admin powers over the Zoom so we can do that, so you guys don't have to
do their names? Sure. Let me see if I can do that real quick, if you could filibuster here for a second.
Sure. We're bringing in round one first, and one of the people we're bringing in needs to be renamed. And for everyone's... just for everyone's knowledge, too, we have a couple of rules set up here for questioning. One is that we don't necessarily have everyone reveal their names during the questioning. They'll reveal afterwards. And another thing is that we're going to be very strict about people are only going to answer questions if they're directly addressed. So you have to actually say their name. You have to essentially indicate, hey, person number one, person number two, or person number three, and then ask the question, and they're going to answer that question. And then they're going to stop talking. So it's going to be very direct, very, I don't know if I want to say courtroom style, but it's going to help make sure that they don't give away more information than they need to.
Okay.
All right, cool.
All right. All right, so who are we going to add for round number one?
So round one, person one, two, and three.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, I'm just going to allow them to talk, okay? Okay, here we have round one, person one, two, and three. Okay, I believe they'll just have to turn their microphones on, and they should be allowed to talk. Okay, all right.
Perfect. So,
Corey, are you going to start off by telling us a story here?
Yes. Yeah, so let's give everyone a chance to kind of say their tagline to introduce themselves. So we should be good now. So in round one, person number one, please unmute and tell us about yourself.
I am a professional circus performer.
Okay.
Awesome.
Very, very, if you could also speak up a little bit, person.
Yeah. Still a little low.
Yeah. Although I think a circus performer probably might not have such a great Zoom connection. I don't know.
Okay. That's
they
true.
Could be on like the like Amtrak thing, traveling across the country right now.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Person number two, please unmute. Tell us about yourself.
I am a professional circus performer.
Okay. And person number three, tell us about yourself.
I am a professional circus performer.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All
right. So,
let me tell you this person. Performers with varying
that's
degrees
right. all,
of audio quality.
All circus performers, yes, that's correct. So, okay. Let me tell you this person's story in her own words.
Well,
so,
I appreciate that because you have the best microphone, Corey.
I sure do, yes. So, I am a professional circus performer. When I was 8 years old, my mom signed me up for circus classes. I learned how to perform on trapeze, aerial skills, tight wire, and much more. I soon knew that I wanted to be a professional circus performer. After high school, I moved across the country to attend the most well-established professional circus school in America. I spent 2 years training full-time for a career in circus arts before I graduated from the school this past spring. Circus school may sound like a joke, but we take it very seriously. No clowning around. All right. So, Rob and Akiva, I'll give you guys a couple minutes to ask questions. All three individuals can unmute when they're addressed and answer appropriately.
All right. Go ahead. Do we take turns asking questions?
Yeah, it's kind of just open forum, but take turns for sure.
Okay. All right. Akiva, do you want to go first?
Sure. Person number two, how much does circus school cost?
Yeah, I think it's similar to some kind of questions, about $40,000 a year.
Okay.
Hmm. I don't think like the best circus person in the world makes that back in a year, though, you know?
Okay. Person number three, could you tell us how the coronavirus has affected the circus industry?
It's a downer.
Well, I was hoping to be on a cruise ship right now, so that'll tell you something.
Okay. I'm not sure what that tells me, but...
Well, they were going to do the circus on a cruise ship.
Okay.
Right?
You would not get me on a circus cruise, I'll tell you that right now.
I would say, are you a cruise person in general, Rob? Would you get on a cruise? Like your kids are like, hey, we want to go on a Disney cruise?
I've never been on one. I don't know if I'm like morally against it, but it would not be my number one pick for a vacation.
Yeah, I got in trouble in high school for going on a cruise, missing a week of school.
Wow, look at you. What are the bad
The school
boy?
Said we weren't allowed to go. Well, my grandparents took us. The school said we weren't allowed to go. And then I said, like, it's too late. We booked this a year ago. And they're like, all right, you can't tell anyone. And then as I left the school, a kid yelled at Bon Voyage in front of the principal. So I got in trouble. okay, all right, person all right. one, we haven't asked them yes, any questions yes. yet. I mean, I know so little about the circus. I'm trying to think. How has the Ringling Brothers stopped doing the circus affected the industry, person one?
I feel like it's kind of given us a new opportunity to kind of just try new things. And definitely even movies like The Greatest Showman has definitely helped the circus industry recently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's also person one and person two. If you could just try to talk a little bit louder. It's a very, very faint connection to hear what you two are saying. Okay. Let me go back to... person number three, how much scrutiny does the circus get nowadays from animal rights groups?
I actually have never worked with animals. The school doesn't work with any animals either. So there's kind of a it's kind of a difference between the traditional and the contemporary circuses.
Mm-hmm. Are there animals in your circus, person three?
No.
Oh, they have no, it says no animal circus.
No okay. animals.
Person one, what's the craziest trick anybody does in your circus?
I would definitely say it's probably going across the tightrope while also juggling. And they it's like one of those ones that have fire on it.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Person number two, that are there are a lot of intra circus romances that happen?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Not really. I think that's a big stereotype, especially for like traveling circuses and performances, but not really. It's more of a family vibe.
Interesting.
Mm. And not like a Kentucky family. Okay. What else do we have? I'm leaning. Are you leaning any direction yet?
Well, I have. You're competing against Rob. I don't know if you want to give anything away.
Oh, fine. All right,
we can talk
Rob,
about it if we have a strong feeling.
I'm not going to be swayed by Rob necessarily.
I think I'm already think out on one person.
Yeah, one person. I'm pretty sure it's not them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I need to ask them more questions. You've asked some good questions. I'm trying to think.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm, you go. Yeah.
Person number one. Could you tell me some of who your heroes are in the circus
Ooh,
world?
Circus heroes.
Yeah, I definitely have a long list, but honestly, right now I'm not really going to say any. I'm not really sure if they want to be named.
Totally understandable. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't. If I was someone's podcasting hero, I'd also like them to keep that quiet, ideally, for their own good.
Yeah.
By the way, one was the person I thought was definitely not it. I was deciding between two and three, but I don't know.
Okay.
Person number two, do people make good money in the circus? I know this is my second money related question. I'm not sure why, but do people can someone really make a living long term in the circus, or is it more like trying to pursue your career as an Olympian type of thing?
It really varies. I mean, you can become a specialist in something, but certainly like right out of, certainly right out of performing, art school, you're not going to be making much.
Mm-hmm.
Person number three, what kind of insurance do you need to have to be a performer in the circus?
Well, you need to have typically like liability insurance in case you fall out of the air and like land on someone, I guess.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do one or two more questions here, and then let's.
I'm pretty locked into my answer, is Rob.
Yeah, I think I am too. I guess let's do okay. Well, let's do one more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Got anything else, Uncle Kiwi?
How do you guys travel nowadays? Quickly, one, two, and three could answer very quickly. How does the circus travel nowadays? Start with one.
Well, is this pre-COVID or post-COVID?
You could do pre-COVID.
Okay, it's actually you have two different choices of travel, so you can either train or plane, but it depends on how much you want to pay out of pocket for if you take the plane.
All right.
What about two?
Most of the performances I've done are regionally here in New England, and it's just traveling by a charter bus.
Okay. And three?
Just by car, mostly.
Okay.
All right. And
cool.
Person number three, what is the hottest circus spot in the country right now?
In the country, I would say Vegas is a big one. The place where my school is a big one just because of the school, but maybe Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Let's call it there. So Rob and Akiva, only one of these people has been sworn to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Please lock in your answers. We can do honor system, but please don't let your answer influence your opinion.
Well, Akiva's not on video. I could hold up the number of fingers to Corey B to lock in my answer as well.
I can see your
I forgot about that.
Hold on. I'm covering you, Rob.
Take
I'm
your
covering your
off.
Face.
Yeah.
I'm covering your face.
Okay. All right. You want me to flash to you, Corey?
Let's do it.
Flash Corey. Hold on. I covered your whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go first. We trust each other here. You don't have to do that going forward.
Yeah, that's fine.
Although it was funny to cover you up. I'm going to go. I definitely don't think it's one. I'm going to go with two, but three is possible. The idea of like the local circus, I don't think they would have made up. So I do think there could be some truth to the idea that three is like, you know, they're not in like the Big Apple level yet. They're still learning, but they're in more of a regional circus. But I'm going to go with two, but now I'm sort of regretting it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rob, how about you? What
I went with three. I felt like that that all of her answers made sense to me. One, when she couldn't name any of her circus heroes was kind of a deal breaker for me. And then $40,000 a year for circus college sounds very expensive. I think that, that's, we're talking about like, that's like you're going to, you know, big time colleges for that kind of money.
Now that makes me regret.
What was this? The circus program at Northwestern?
Oh boy. All right. Top 10 school, baby. All right. Corey B, would you like to tell us who is telling the truth?
Yes, I will actually let them do the honors. So the person who is telling the truth, please introduce yourself to the panel.
Hi, I'm person number three.
Oh,
all right. Yeah, it's 1-0, person number three.
So, how much does circus school actually cost, person three? That's what we need to know.
Mine costs $10,000 a year.
Rob, that should have been a better tell for me.
Yeah. So, person number three, you can go ahead and reveal your name and anything else interesting you'd like to reveal about yourself.
So my name is Eleanor, and a fun fact is, you guys hit the nail on the head. I'm actually in an RV right now, but hopefully the internet connection wasn't too bad.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Your internet's good. The cruise, you said cruise, right, Eleanor?
Yeah.
So I think the cruise like was such a tell because I don't think anybody would have made up that they were on a circus cruise because nobody else would know that unless they were both like person one and two were both like huge circus stands. I don't think they would have known that they even like go on a cruise. So she would have been on a cruise now. I do think maybe that should have been a tell for me.
I do think that's a good indicator. Yeah.
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 All right. Well, that was really great. You're Eleanor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eleanor, are you a Robin and Kevin Need a Podcast listener?
I am, yes.
Yes. Okay.
We got some talented listeners.
Are there a lot of people that work in the circus that listen to Robin and Kevin Need a Podcast?
I don't think so.
Could you pitch us on Robin and Kevin Need a Circus?
Oh boy. I guess you could try and figure out what kind of acts would you do. would you be clowns? Would you
No.
Oh, we'd be clowns.
Tightrope.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no animals in your circus, you said, right? Or was that person two who said that?
Yeah. So I do contemporary circus. So usually there's no animals involved in that.
Okay. I like that.
All right. Awesome. Do we want to introduce our imposters?
Yeah. Who are these imposters in person one and person two?
Awesome. Let's start with person number one. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, I am Gabby, obviously very clearly not a circus performer. Really tripped me up on, I did all this research, definitely did not look up. I probably should have written some names down.
Name one person who does the circus.
Well, then I was like, is it going to be controversial? I don't know. Because I was like, oh man.
Yes.
You should have made up a name, honestly. We would not have, honestly, had you said like, you know, Felipe Coutinho, we would have been like, oh, that guy, he's
Art Vanderlei.
Yes, yes.
I'm like looking through my notes. I'm like, I have nothing on this. And she like, threw me off. But
mm-hmm. Yeah. That's everybody funny. On hold is Googling heroes in their industry right now.
I was going to say, everyone in the
next guy's a welder. Who's the best welder in the world?
Yes.
Right now.
Okay. And Gabby, you're just, you are a big fibber. Is that why you're here today? How did you end up as part of this?
No, I just randomly one day put in some, I've had some crazy stories of when I used to be a president of my sorority. So I threw one of those in there.
And you didn't get picked for that.
I did not.
Can you quickly tell us a crazy president of the sorority?
Everybody can tell you their story for sure.
Yeah.
I have definitely a handful. A lot of it has to do with like people getting upset when they get in trouble. So I had one person that to this day, I have no idea who it was, that I woke up one day, walked outside, and they wrote this whole long letter about how I was like a terrible person. And then they like called my boyfriend ugly because he wasn't in Greek, like very weird. So they like would put letters trying to like get at me and say they were going to tell on me. And then one other person wrote this like whole secret novel that she like got published. She was an author, and it ended up being all about stories about like different people within my sorority. So it
definitely wasn't Frail Mary.
Exactly. It definitely was not fan fiction.
Yeah.
So Corey B, most of the imposters today were people who pitched you stories. And this is sort of like, hey, we're not using your story, but can you lie that's about correct. Something
yes.
else? Okay, okay. Cool.
That's, all right. That's well, thank good, you, Gabby. That was great.
Thank you, Gabby.
And person number two, who are you?
Hi, I am Emily. I am not a professional circus performer. My fun fact was I peaked at age 10, I guess, when I won a Sports Illustrated contest. I was sponsored by Got Milk, and I got to go on a sports fantasy weekend in New York City where I met a lot of famous athletes.
Who'd
and
you meet?
I got to go to Shea Stadium. I met Orr
Rico Bronya.
R.I.P.
I wasn't a big baseball fan. I met Tara Lipinski, the figure skater. Yeah, it was hosted by...
What sport did you play, Emily?
I'm a big basketball player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Were That's there any good. Mets there at Shea Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, we went to a game. We went out on the field and went out, like, I guess, I don't know, underground. And, like, we did, I don't know what you call it, even pitching. Like, we did some, like, batting. And
went in the cages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, what cages. Year was yeah, this?
Okay. This was in 1999.
Oh, great year to be at Shea Stadium. Yeah.
Good. I hope Ray Ordonez was working on a swing in the cage.
Yeah.
Mike Hampton? I'd have to ask my mom. My mom went with me, and she was a big sports fan, so I think she probably actually enjoyed it more than me.
And Emily, where'd your basketball career peak at after you hit Sports Illustrated by the time you were 10, like LeBron style?
But she probably got a scholarship. That's why she doesn't know how much colleges cost.
Yeah, that's true. $40,000.
Sadly, no. You know, I did some research, and but I guess not. Well,
did you play college ball, Emily?
I didn't. I got recruited by some D3s, but ultimately it was a lot of work for what it was going to be. And
okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
A little too lazy.
So. All right. Well, thank you to everybody from round one.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, in round one for participating. That was a lot of fun. Rob, you have a 1-point lead over Kiva now. So starting off strong.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and I will unmute everybody for round number two. Okay. All right. Corey, is there anything you want to tell us about round number two?
Yes. Once everybody is unmuted, we'll let everybody do the beginning introductions. But yes, we've got everybody here, it looks like. So let's go ahead and get that started. Person number one, would you go ahead and introduce yourselves to the panel?
Hey guys, I went viral by attending a solo bachelor party.
All right, person two, please introduce yourselves.
I went viral by attending a solo bachelor party.
Solar bachelor party.
And person number three.
I went viral by attending a solo bachelor party.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So
two is already
I'll go ahead
sus,
and tell
Rob.
You the story as well.
Doesn't know the word solo.
Okay, so this is the story of this individual. I went viral by attending a solo bachelor party. After landing in Chicago for my friend's bachelor party, I quickly found out that the two other flights carrying the groom and the rest of the party were canceled, and I was alone. I went onto Instagram and started posting sad selfies of me doing things I was supposed to be doing for my friends under the hashtag ChicagoForOne. Side note, Rob and Akiva, please do not Google things during this.
Got it.
During this presentation and questions. What was originally a joke aimed at my friends who never arrived quickly blew up and went viral. The city rallied around me with some publications even calling me the real life Ferris Bueller. Once my friends arrived, days later, the city continued to show its hospitality, offering free access to some great things. The experience led to TV interviews across the globe, a movie script, and a free makeup bachelor party in Las Vegas, during which the groom kept me on a child's leash to make sure it didn't happen again. Wow. That is round two story. I'll go ahead and get you guys started here.
Okay.
Rob, does this sound familiar? Because it does sound familiar to me.
It does not sound familiar to me.
I don't think there's anything in my head that would help me solve this mystery, but I do remember hearing about a solo bachelor party, and I maybe possibly even followed along with it, but there's so, you know, internet is very vast, and I forget things 2 days later.
Yes. Okay. All right.
You go first here.
All right. Person number three. Can you tell me about the movie script?
Yeah, so we got a call, got a little bit of information, and never really went anywhere. But we had a couple of producers and writers call, and at least took down the story. And that's about all I know at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is. By the way, it would make a decent movie. I do think there is a movie, like a fun comedy movie there, where the guy is just like Ferris Buellering it up in Chicago. Person number one, poor person two, who said solar might not get any questions. And it's probably him. He was just nervous. Person number one, which, of your solo events went most viral? What was the most popular thing you did?
I think the most popular thing was when I went to the Bears game and I had, three empty seats just happened to be around me. So it really kind of stuck out even further of being, at the solo bachelor party.
Should have sold those tickets, my guy.
Oh, no, I didn't buy tickets. It just happened to be empty seats around me.
Oh, okay. So they were fake empty seats, but you're like, my friends aren't here.
Okay. Yeah. Follow-up question from person number one. What was the final score of the Bears games that you went to?
Oh, man.
Wow. Who'd they play?
The Cardinals smashed them. I think they won by like 24 or something like that. I think it was like 40-something to 20-something.
What year was this person one?
2015.
Cardinals smashing the Bears in 2015.
Remember, Robin Akiva, no research.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we're doing research. You think he doesn't research. Know this?
No, but I don't remember. I don't that. Okay, let's get person two involved. I feel bad. Yeah. It's not definitely not him.
Okay. Can I ask a question to Akiva?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Did the Bears play the NFC West in 2015?
Well, it doesn't matter because the year before there's a 1 in 4 chance that they may have played anyway. I could figure out based on 2 years ago. It would be very boring. It would take a few minutes for me to think about it.
Chester
person two, he's not, I don't know. That's maybe not his area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Person two, what was the primary platform that you were posting these tweets or Instagrams or Facebook that was going viral on?
It was all on Instagram.
Okay. Interesting. Because I'm not a big Instagram guy, Rob, especially in 2015. I certainly didn't even have like an account.
Mm-hmm.
And I seem to remember this, but maybe this has happened a few times also.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't posting on Twitter at all, person two?
Not on Twitter, on Instagram, and then some Facebook afterwards.
Okay. Interesting.
All right. Person number three, what was the reason that all the planes were so delayed getting into Chicago?
So I live in Nashville, and there were a lot of storms that came through, and we had some tornadoes that knocked everything out. So I had actually gone up before for a conference, and my friends were stuck because they couldn't get up there.
Chicago, by the way, also, I think Chicago is the official place. Corey, was that in your story or no?
Yes,
that it's in,
it
Chicago.
Was in Chicago.
Okay, because Chicago is like an interesting bachelor place. A lot of people go from Chicago to Nashville, I think, and not vice versa. An interesting, especially if it was the winter, an interesting bachelor party place.
Mm-hmm.
What Rob and I wouldn't know. We don't get invited to a lot of bachelor parties.
No.
And if we do, they're at Disney World.
I don't even get invited to ones at Disney World.
I know, even those we can't manage to finagle the invite for.
Yeah.
Rob, who do you want to ask your next question to?
Okay, person number two, could you tell me what were some of the other stops on the bachelor party?
Yeah, so it was the Bears game. We went to a Cubs game, to the top of the Sears Tower, architecture tour. The city, a lot of the Chicago staples.
What month was this again, person two? I missed when he said it before.
September.
Oh, interesting. Very convenient that there would be a Cubs and a Bears game. It was the only month that's possible, right, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the reason that there was no weather? Rob, do you remember
tornado.
What they say?
Tornado.
Tornado.
I believe that was
wasn't him.
Three,
let's ask person one something.
Okay.
Person one, what was your highlight of the whole solo trip?
I thought it was pretty cool. Like when I kind of alluded to the Ferris Bueller treatment, I was walking down. I was trying to find a restaurant that someone had recommended to me, and someone kind of popped out of this really awesome pizza place. I think it was called Pieces. And they're like,
"Hey, pizza."
What?
No, keep going.
Yeah, and I was doing one of those kind of gloomy, fake frowny Instagram pictures, and they popped down. They're like, "Hey, are you that guy?" I'm like, "You know who?" I didn't realize this was like a thing yet. And he's like, "The one that's doing the Bachelor for One." I'm like, oh yeah. He's like, and they brought me inside and I had free dinner. It was pretty sweet.
Rob, it's interesting that the one is glomming onto two's. I think it was two's idea that was on Instagram, right? Person three, did you go viral on Instagram also, or was it Twitter or Facebook or something else?
Akiva, no, I'll point Instagram. Out, Instagram was also mentioned in the
original. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm stupid. Okay. I missed that. All right. Interesting.
Person number one, where did you stay during this trip?
Oh, we had rented an Airbnb just right off of, I think it was about a half mile off of Michigan.
Mm-hmm. A little early for Airbnb, Rob. A little early. Mm-hmm. Number 25. I think it existed, but it wasn't as popular. Person two, where'd you stay?
We stayed in a hotel right on the river.
What hotel? Okay, Hilton.
I think it was a
Hilton. Person three, where'd you stay?
We stayed at the Marriott on the Magnificent Mile.
We should have gotten Liana to help us here, because when you play Among Us with Liana, like, she'll find the body. She'll be like, no, I'm not telling you. You tell me where you were. And then I'll tell you at the end where the body was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said the Marriott. Person
We've
three.
We've been going for a while here, so let's try to finish up here.
We could almost wrap up. Person three, I guess everyone quickly answered this. What was the most famous TV show you went on? You said you did like the morning show rounds or something after that.
Person I went on the Today Show.
Who are the hosts of the Today Show?
I got Carson Daly, so.
Ooh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Person two, what was your show?
The Today Show.
Mm-hmm. And who are the hosts? Don't say Carson Daly. There's no way he was hosting both of you.
It was one of those like panels. So it was like Carson Daly, and I think like Al Roker might have come in, and a couple mm-hmm. of the other hosts like they do.
And person one, what about you? Were you also on the Today Show?
No, I was on Kelly and Michael.
Ooh, I like how specific that is. Was Kelly and Michael like a thing in 2015? But it is very Today Show-y, right, Rob? Rob has post-it notes. Rob, you're really taking notes, right?
Yeah, I take notes.
That's good.
The problem is sometimes that somebody's jumping in and I didn't realize which person it was that was
sorry,
talking.
Sorry. I'm pretty sure that one of them is not it, Rob, but none of them. It might be
I'm pretty
none
sure
of
that
them.
Two
none
of them are really not it. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. None of them have really sold me. Do you want to ask the last question, Rob? Or
wait,
no?
Hold on. You know, let me just ask last question. Person number three, what did you do on the bachelor party where you were on a leash?
I wasn't like actually on a leash, but he made sure that we stayed together and that we all flew out together this time so that that we wouldn't have a repeat.
And can I ask, person number one, why did you have to be on a leash? That you didn't get lost. It wasn't like a Home Alone situation. They got stuck. They didn't get there. You
sense,
got
right?
where you were supposed to be. You should have the rest of them on a leash.
Yeah, again, it wasn't like a real physical leash. My buddy, whose wedding it was, is much more of a low profile person than I normally am. And he wanted to make sure that this didn't turn into another big Instagram following, because I had this idea to do some sort of hangover sort of scenario that he really didn't want me to do.
A lot, by the way, Rob, a lot of time off work to go to two bachelor parties for the same dude, right?
Yeah, forget it.
A tough sell for work. Like, I know he went viral, but now it's like, all right, you know, second one, that's expensive too. You went to Nashville and Vegas, or Chicago and Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Must be, were you a person one? Were you a groomsman?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're still married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's do this thing.
Who was it that said they went on Kelly and Michael?
I did.
Well, I don't know which person. Person one. Okay.
Person one. Okay. Yeah, you got to say that also. The people can't hear. All right, so person one went on Kelly and Michael. Everyone had Carson Daly as on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready to lock in some answers?
I'm locking in my answer.
Yeah, no, I'm torn between two people.
So am I. I know it's not a specific one of them, but...
Yeah, who are you ruling out, Akiva?
Well, this is going to help you. I'm ruling out two. I don't think it's two
I'm
at all. I think he was repeating
two.
A lot of answers. And he did start off on a bad foot with the solar. No offense. If it's person two, we love you. Are they all... These people are all like Renap familiar?
Either that or they know someone who is, but most of them
are
Renap
fine.
Familiar.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like, oh, my friend will come on. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Rob, do you want to say our answer at the same time? Like,
sure.
Corey B will count to three and then we'll each say it?
Yeah.
All right. I got it. Here we go.
And what, remember, we always have an argument. So it's one, two, three. It's 3-2-1 blast off. And then when we say blast off, Rob and I both say our number.
This is a good callback. Yes, I will say blast off this time, just for you.
Yes, please. Okay. Please, please, please.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, blast off.
1.
3.
Ooh, okay. So Rob, let's you said see. 1.
I'm trying to even up the score 3. Here.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I could have gone either way on,
me too.
On this.
Me too. I'm trying to think of a better question we could have asked them, because we didn't really knock out anything other than person 2 not really having a great alibi.
Yeah, it could have gone.
If it's person 2, it's hilarious, by the way.
Yeah. You know, that for me, that just going back and forth to say, to speak to the points of both of them, you know, that person 1 going on Kelly and Michael really was a selling point for me. But person 3, you know, that staying near the Magnificent Mile was a real.
We might have bullied person 1 into saying Kelly and Michael, because I didn't really love the Carson Daly answers for 3 and 2 first. So he could be the right person, but also just made up a show to, like, there is some strategy there. You can lie to get the win, even if you're the right person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he had,
like,
the
walking
right
around the dead
the
body
right
in Among Us. Like, I'm not reporting this.
They're going to hear
this
for
me. Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you what, the person 1 staying at an Airbnb was sus for me, but I still
agree. I agree.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and find out who's been telling the truth. So, will the real truth teller please tell us your number?
It was me, number 2.
Oh, what?
Wow. this guy was so drunk the whole time, he didn't even remember his own story.
Yeah.
Well, no, I stumbled over Solo, and you guys wrote me off, and then every wrote question I got was like after someone else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And 2 said Bears, and he also said Bears and Cubs. No. And I'm like, well, that's convenient.
You know why else I said I was out on person number 2? Because that the things that you did, go to the top of the Sears Tower and the architectural. Yeah. This sounded like it was going to be the worst bachelor party ever to begin with.
Yeah, it's great that your friends bailed on you, person 2.
I think they just didn't show up. They heard what the itinerary was, and they said, "I'm not doing that."
Do you think maybe he wasn't? Yeah. Do you think maybe it was like the first ghosting in 2015? like maybe he was like annoying them in the group chat, and they actually went to Vegas and they just told him, like, all right, go to Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, we had to hit all the Chicago staples. And then, I mean, otherwise it's drinking during all of that as well. So it makes it a lot more exciting.
So number 2, go ahead and tell Rob Nakiba your name.
My name's Robbie.
Robbie. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, Robbie, you're world renowned. You are the bachelor party for 1 guy. How did anybody get sold on a do-over bachelor party? Oh, it was just because that you got famous and then it was like you got comped to go to a real bachelor party. Is that what it was?
So it was really great. I don't know if I can say this, but Delta really screwed everyone over because they canceled.
You can
canceled
say that. They're
flights.
Not a sponsor.
T-Bert doesn't listen to this. Yeah.
They canceled the flights because of the pilot. They were running behind, and the pilot had been flying for too many hours. And then once they announced that, they changed it to weather, because that's an act of God, so they didn't have to rebook anyone. So we were posting about this and bashing Delta, and then out of nowhere, Southwest Airlines came in and was like, we'll make it up to you. We'll take everyone for free.
Corey, and 3 and 1, should we meet 3 and 1?
Yeah, let's do that. So let's start with number 3 this time. Can you introduce yourself to the panel?
Yeah, hi. My name is Jason McDaniel. And I never went on a solo bachelor party, but I did while I was a senior in high school. One of my jobs was to walk around pregame at the Tennessee Titans football games in an 8-foot inflatable Pillsbury Doughboy costume.
Why?
Kroger, sorry, another plug for a non-sponsor, is one of the sponsors of the Titans, and they had a race of different characters around the football field. And so myself, Chicken of the Sea Mermaid, a Keebler Elf, and a inflatable cow, which I'm not really sure why we would go around, and I filled a lot of people's dreams of getting to poke Pillsbury Doughboy in the snow.
Whoa.
Woohoo. Yeah. Wow. Lots Look of children you, punching a little too low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3, you almost had us.
You almost had us. And who is person number 1?
Hey guys, I'm Brandon Lawrence. I'm an ER doc in Phoenix, Arizona.
And I did.
Oh, that's where that's why the Cardinals won so big against the Bears that day.
Yeah, they did. They killed them. And I did indeed stay in an Airbnb in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the pandemic's been a whole thing, right? Stress. And I actually didn't listen to any podcasts until this started, and I used you as this kind of stress reliever. You guys' podcasts and TEO. Wow.
Did it work?
Oh, we're heroes, right? We're the ones supplying the doctors with their energy.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm going to tell my wife that.
Yeah, no,
Rob, you should tell your wife that for real.
While I was charting stuff at the end of the day to decompress, and it's really helped a lot.
Okay, well, I'll suggest that to my wife when she comes home from the hospital. Honey, have you considered putting on an episode of Robin Akivania podcast? We'll see how that goes.
Any word on the musical from her? I with her doppelganger or anything?
I don't think she cared for it.
No. She would not have acknowledged that it was a direct hit. Also.
She agreed that it was very well done, but she was very passive aggressive about the whole thing. And I think that she like was implying that I'm not sure exactly what her point was here, but she just kept mentioning, "Oh, you mean the love story between you and Akiva?" Like, I don't know if she's jealous of you or if that, I don't know exactly what.
Wait until after today when I had all these tech issues. You're going to go downstairs and be like, "Nicole, let me complain about Akiva." She's going to be like, "Ooh, finally." Mm-hmm. Usually the opposite.
Yeah. Okay. So.
All right. That was good.
Yeah.
Round two was good. That was fun.
Great job. Let me ask Robbie real quick. Do you have any tips on how to help make this podcast go viral?
You could fly out somewhere. You can fly out somewhere and ditch each other when you're there, and then just start posting about it.
Maybe this is really an evolution of Meet Me in the Middle. Online.
Yes.
Yeah.
Miss Me in the Middle.
Yeah, Miss Me in the Middle. Was your friend's wife or fiance excited when the bachelor party did not come together?
She thought it was hilarious, and the bachelors, the party got there like 3 days later, and then every place that I had gone by myself, they re-invited us and allowed them to do for free, which was pretty awesome.
Wait, so the bachelor party shows up in Chicago and then you went to Vegas afterwards?
They showed up, they only had about 24 hours, and then we went to Vegas afterwards. Yeah.
Oh, it was all on the same trip?
No, Vegas was like a month and a half later.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
These guys got a lot of days off from work. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, nobody has to go into the office anytime.
Kind of. All right.
Sick days.
All right. Everybody for round two, thank you so much. Anybody have a plug or anything?
Guys. Mask?
Okay.
Mask. Wearing a mask. The doctor says wear a mask. Okay.
Wear a mask.
There you go.
Great job. All right. All right. Let's head into round three.
Yes. Let's go into round three.
Flying into round three like a Chicago bachelor party for one.
That's right. And I'll remind everybody that Rob currently still has one and Akiva currently still has zero. That round fooled both of you, which
what a wipeout.
I always chalk as a victory personally.
Mm-hmm. That was good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Corey won. Corey's got 1 point.
Yeah, that's right. That's 1 point for me.
Okay. So everybody's going to try to flub their intro now so we write them off.
My name is Johnny. I mean, Jason, and I am a botanist.
I mean, botanist.
Yeah.
Botanist, yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Round three. Is everybody lit up here?
Looks like it. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get round three started. So, person number one, please tell us about yourself.
Hey, I refereed a water polo game in North Korea.
Okay.
Okay, person number two.
I refereed a water polo game in North Korea.
And person number three.
I refereed a water polo game in North Korea.
Awesome. So let me tell you this person's story in their own words. I was teaching an English program to the top middle school students in North Korea. During a field trip, one afternoon, instead of watching my students play in the gym, I was given a whistle and told to head up to the pool. The game was pure pandemonium. I can't remember who won, but I think I was the true winner because many of these future North Korean leaders didn't even know how to swim. Okay, so that is the story. I will take a quick note here and say the truth teller has opted not to reveal their name just out of an abundance of precaution. And with that said, let's go ahead and get to some questions. We normally wouldn't reveal the name until afterwards anyway, mm-hmm. but you won't find out their name until, well, you won't find out their name at all. It's the better way to put that.
Okay. Can I ask you a question, Corey? Could you just reset this? This was some sort of like Olympic water polo game. This is just a random water polo game.
This is a water polo game full of top North Korean students. My impression of the story is that they were students that are sort of groomed to be future leaders, like top of the class sort of students.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
But not in an official capacity game.
Corey, before I even ask them, can we ask the person, because I know there's a couple things we're not supposed to ask them. Can we ask them how they ended up in North Korea?
Yes, you can ask that. But please don't ask like specific month or year or
sure, yeah, we won't ask dates. We're not going to ask dates.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you end up in North Korea?
So I was at college. I was learning to become an ESL teacher. And one of our possible internship situations was going to North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Rob, can I ask the next two the same question?
Sure.
All right, person two, how do you end up in North Korea?
I was also in school. It was part of an extracurricular club that I was a part of. North Korea wasn't the only country that we went to, but it's definitely the one that we can not talk about.
Okay. And person three.
My parents wanted me to go anywhere. They said you can go anywhere in the world. They thought I was going to the beach to check out girls. I wanted to go to North Korea and check out something fun, so they sent me.
I thought you were going to the beach to check out girls.
Person number three, what was the something fun you were going to go hope to check out in North Korea?
I wanted to see the world. I love history. I just wanted to see what was going on over there. You read all kinds of stuff. I want to be there firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Person one, where'd you stay when you were in North Korea? What type of place?
We stayed in a hotel. There are a few hotels that are open to foreigners.
Okay. Rob, you got any questions?
Person number two, what was the score of the water polo game?
Absolutely no clue. I know very little about water polo.
Hmm. It is an interesting sport that they picked, Rob, to go in. Like, everyone just had a bathing suit on them. That's kind of interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've never played water. I don't think have you ever played a formal water polo game in your life, Rob?
No. Marco Polo.
Marco Polo, you play in the pool. Yeah. Not so much water polo.
Okay.
Wait, do you have any questions for them, Rob?
Yes. Person number three, how competitive was the water polo game?
What made it fun? Was it competitive at all? The kids had no idea what they were doing. They looked at me. They thought I knew what I was doing. I didn't know either. It was fun. It broke the ice. It was a great day.
Mm-hmm. I don't know much about North Korea. I do wonder, like, could they have a... First of all, the teacher just had a bathing suit on them also. They're just like, or, you know, I'm just also wondering if like there would be a female teacher in a bathing suit in the class in North Korea. I don't know much about what's going on there.
Okay.
Rob, you asked another question.
Yeah. Person number two, what did you eat while staying in North Korea?
So there wasn't a ton to eat there. It was kind of just like the base rice dishes, but it was really just whatever they served we ate.
Mm-hmm. Person, what'd you eat?
Lots of kimchi. We did Korean barbecue once. Breakfast, they give us this really weird sour yogurt stuff that nobody liked. Pretty standard Korean fare.
Interesting. Person three, what about you? What'd you eat?
I'm a really picky eater, so I just stuck with the rice. Foreign food makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, someone who says foreign food makes me nervous, also going to North Korea. Interesting. By the way, it's possible he's telling the truth. It's just funny.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. Can they say, Corey, can we ask them how long they were there for?
Yeah, I believe that's fine.
Okay. Person one, how long were you there for?
About 3 weeks.
Person two?
Only 2 weeks.
Person three?
5 weeks.
Five weeks. Okay. Person number three, could you describe the pool?
Slightly smaller than Olympic sized pool. I mean, it was for the top school there, so they really did it right. I don't know how big an Olympic sized pool was, but it was bigger than the ones I usually take a look at.
Hmm.
Person number two, what was the weather like that day?
It was actually cloudy. It was kind of cold, but it was mostly cloudy.
How would you know that?
Mm-hmm. Person one. Do you agree that there's no way you'd remember what the weather was?
Actually, I do remember what the weather was that day.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't even know what the weather was today in my own house. Let alone 5 years ago when I refereed a water polo game. Person two, did you just happen to have a bathing suit on you? How'd that work?
So the gym that we went to kind of in the second portion of the day with the kids was kind of, it reminded me of like a YMCA where there was like activity space, there was a pool and stuff like that. And so one of the things that we could do was go in the pool. And so everyone did bring a bathing suit.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Hmm. Rob, did I ever tell you about how my grandfather, when he was in Bronx Science in the 40s, they couldn't assume, since it was still like post-depression, that everyone could afford a bathing suit, so they all just swam naked during swim class in high school?
You did not tell me that.
Howard Wienicker, yeah, Bronx Science, class of 1946. Still working, and naked bathing suits, 1940s. Yeah. I don't think it would fly nowadays.
Yeah. Person number one, could you describe what was the attire of the water polo players?
So the boys all had, they were mostly like black swim shorts, but the girls had really cute bathing suits, something like you might have seen in the 1950s, very colorful, different fashions.
Mm-hmm. Person two, was the class mixed gender?
No, it was just boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been my guess, Rob, for a class in North Korea, especially like grooming the future leaders. Although I know the leader might become a woman, might be a woman. Person three, co-ed or separate?
It was separate. They asked me to go with the girls' class, but I felt more comfortable with the boys' class.
Yeah, I don't know if in North Korea you're telling them what you feel more comfortable with. All right, I'm out on person three. I mean, okay. I'm sure okay. I'm in on him as a person, but not for the person here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else do we have, Rob? Anything else?
Let me think real quick. I don't feel confident yet. I don't feel like I want to close the
book. You're not closing the door on three?
That I'd prefer not to say.
Okay, fine.
I have a person that I'm leaning towards.
Okay.
Okay.
You want us one more question, Rob? I'm out.
Yeah, let's do like one more.
Yeah. Okay. So I would like to ask a question to person number two, and I would like to ask what were how much Korean do you speak?
Very little.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about you, person one? How much Korean do you speak?
I can say 안녕하십니까 and bali bali, which is hello and hurry up.
Oh man, person one, really? That's helping them. Mm-hmm. Unless they learned like five Korean phrases just for this.
Pulling an Aisha on us.
Mm-hmm. I think Aisha learned the entirety of Norwegian just for that joke, by the way. So I don't know if it's pulling an Aisha. You have anything? Corey, actually, fine. You make sure I can ask this question. Can you tell me how you guys got to Pyeongchang? Can they answer that? They don't say the city they left from, but like how many flights and stuff.
I'm not sure. That's probably okay as long as there's no very specific identifying details.
Yeah, you don't have to say like, don't say what city you flew out of, but like, was it more like, you know what? Forget it. Scrap the question. Once we're asking them to like lie, basically, it's not worth it.
Cool. Let's go ahead.
So torn between one and two, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mentally lock in those answers now if you can.
Okay. Bro, I'm blocking you. You could flash Corey your
answer. Well, yes. I think we could say it at the same time again.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's do three, two, one, blast off.
Are we blasting off again?
We're blasting off again.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Three, two, one, blast off.
Two. One. Oh, you know what? The Korean should have thrown me back. I was leaning one the whole time, and now I flipped to two.
Mm-hmm.
Rob guessed one and Akiva guessed two.
Yeah. I can't believe I didn't guess the person who spoke Korean.
Any thoughts on why on your side, Rob?
The Korean was, you know, definitely the closing point. She had a lot of details about the food. I think it would make sense for her reason of being there to be an ESL teacher made the most sense to me. So
she had the best food answer too. That is true.
Yeah.
I believe she's the one who had the co-ed classes, which is possible, but it would not have been what I guessed. Yeah,
very
in my
specific
head.
Answer on the bathing suits also. So that's why I went with one.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, well, let's find out. Will the real truth teller please tell us your number?
Number one.
Nah. 2-0, Rob.
Okay. 2-0 for Rob.
Yes, yeah, so tell us about this, a little more about this water polo match that you had to referee.
Yeah, it was pretty spontaneous. We did know that we were going to be swimming that day, so we did have our swimsuits ready. But then the girls just took forever getting changed, and all the boys are ready. So I can not only say I refereed a water polo match, but I can say I refereed an all-male water polo match in North Korea.
Okay. All right, so let's find out who these jokers are, who are person number two and person number three. Mm-hmm. Person number two, very convincing. Who are you?
I'm Adam, and I've definitely been nowhere near North Korea and nowhere near water polo, but a huge fan of Renap. So
yes, do you have this? Did you have a story that you wanted to share today?
Oh, so my interesting or fun fact or whatever was that I used to play ping pong professionally,
but not in North Korea.
Not in North Korea. No, not in North Korea. Never made it that far. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day.
Yes. Okay. How far did you go?
I played in the Indiana Open, and I got top 10 in there. So that was pretty cool. But
yeah, like the Hoosiers, like Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your coach show you like the ping pong tables? Like, look, this ping pong table is the same size as the one in the Olympics, baby.
never got that tall. Speed. Yeah. I never got that.
Please. All right. Person number three, who said that they just wanted to go to North Korea for fun. Yes.
Their parents think they're on the beach.
Yes. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Chris. I don't do well in foreign countries at all. So I've never been to North Korea or anything like that. I'm a writer for USA Today Network, and I have as many podcasts as Akiva, so I'm really excited about it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, what do you podcast
plug
about?
Your favorite one.
A pop culture one I do for friend. We make fun of Ohio stuff because I live in Columbus, Ohio.
You make fun of Ohio stuff. What's the funniest thing about Ohio?
Just COVID. All kinds of.
That doesn't sound very funny.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people who don't want to wear a mask and say the governor's like a socialist and everything. Right. Yeah, it's fun to poke fun at.
Okay.
All right. Go vote on Tuesday, Chris. Or maybe don't. I'm not sure. Anyway. Yeah.
Try not to antagonize too many of those, real anti-mask people. They get worked up.
So person one, you're not going to say your name. Are you a RNAP listener?
I'm not, but my brother's got some connections to you guys.
Okay, fine. So your brother said, "Oh, I've got a person with a good story here." Okay,
absolutely. Right.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay. All right. Well, anybody else from round three? Any other plugs or anything you want to share?
Be funny if person one's like, I can't say my name, but I host a little podcast called WTF with Mark Maron. And
go teach ESL. It's awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Let's go ahead
thanks,
and
everybody.
Bring in our round four people. Okay.
Yes.
Big hole here, Rob.
All right. I have brought all of the round four people into the chat, Corey.
Okay. Fantastic. All right, so can you guys all unmute? And will person number one please tell us about yourself?
I have had at least 33 different jobs.
Okay.
All right, person number two.
I've had at least 33 different jobs.
And person number three. Calling person number three.
I have had at least 33 different jobs.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me go ahead and tell you this person's story in their own words. I have had at least 33 different jobs. I have had so many jobs that I'm not completely sure if I've counted them all. Mm-hmm. I've worked in a lot of industries, including entertainment, law, food, fashion, and more. I have seen a lot of interesting things during this time. For example, I worked for a man who was murdered while I worked at his company.
Whoa.
Despite everything, I've only been fired once. That's the story. I will leave it to you guys to ask the questions.
Okay. Now, Corey, I don't appreciate what you've done here today to try to troll my co-host here by bringing on people that have had so many jobs.
Yeah.
Not cool,
Corey.
Well,
I have nine, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I want to help Akiva out because maybe you guys can talk after.
Yeah, no, I'm good with none. I'm
pretty happy. Find so many jobs. Okay.
All right. Can I ask, you want to go first, Rob?
No, go for it.
All right. I'm going to ask first and last, all three. What is your first job and your current or last previous job if you don't have one currently? Person one.
My very first job was working at McDonald's. Unfortunately, it sucked. Mm-hmm. Right now, I actually work at four different places. So this is kind of a long answer. I
30, 31, 32, and 33.
I teach at three different colleges, and I also work at a nursing home.
Oh, wow. Okay. Person two, first and last.
My first job was at McMahon's furniture store, stuffing envelopes when I was in middle school. And my last job, or my current job, is I'm an Etsy store owner.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Can you have a job in middle school, Rob? I feel like either just like if my daughter, you know, gets paid like $10 to bake, I guess that's a job. I don't know.
I had a job in middle school.
I guess. It might not be on your resume, but I guess it's a job. Person three, first and last.
My first job was a paper boy, and my last job was as a professional gambler when the casinos were still open-ish and safe to go into.
Mm-hmm. Can't play online, person three?
Not in my state.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a bad answer. Okay. Now, they all could have been telling the truth there, Rob, you know?
Sure. Sure.
It could have been their first and last job. They didn't say the 31 in the middle. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm going to lose anyway. I like person two having four jobs now, because I think that's how you add it up. You know what I mean?
Like, I think you need that was to have person a few at one, a time.
Sorry.
You know, maybe that could be why you're getting crossed up here.
Oh, you know what? Because there's an extra person in here, and I'm looking at them. Person one, were you the person who said you have four current jobs?
Sure am.
Okay, fine. You're right, Rob.
Yes.
But they're on top.
I should
have
let you go with that. I'm too nice.
Yeah. No, because they're whatever. It's not interesting, but they're.
Yeah,
Rob, you asked something.
Okay. Person number one. Why did you have so many jobs? Are you sort of like do you get bored easily? Do you get fired from these jobs? Why is so many?
Only been fired once. But as to why I have them right now, teaching doesn't pay as much as I wish it did. And I think a part of it has to do with having anxiety. I don't like having nothing to do. It freaks me out. So I like to stay as busy as I can.
Okay.
Person three, what was the worst job you ever had?
I was an SAT prep instructor.
And person three, what was the best job you ever had?
Probably working on a blackjack team.
Blackjack team?
Yeah.
Okay. Person one, best and worst job.
My favorite job probably right now is teaching. Worst job, anything in the fast food industry. For me, that's McDonald's and Subway. I hated it.
Mm-hmm. And two, let's finish the trifecta.
The worst job I had was working for a hip-hop clothing line. Mm-hmm. And I was only one of two people of my color there. So it was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
The best job I have is the one I have now.
Etsy store owner. See, this is hard because I think that, you know, I think everybody is probably telling the truth about the jobs that they've had. I don't think that anybody is like outright lying about like good jobs, bad jobs, jobs they may have now. The problem is that did they also have 27 other jobs along the way?
Have you guys asked about the guy who got murdered? I feel like that would be a good question.
That's always funny.
Okay. Person number one, what was your reaction to hearing about your boss being murdered?
And you didn't do it, right? Can you confirm that you weren't there?
I suppose I could confirm that I wasn't there. My reaction obviously was horrified. I feel like that is a natural reaction to have. But my boss, when I say my boss, I mean like the higher up in the position. I had very little contact with them, so there wasn't really a one-to-one relationship with them, but it's still traumatic. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you got me feeling bad.
Yeah.
Person three, what was the situation with your boss being murdered?
So it was on the blackjack team. The owner got robbed in his house, and it was a botched robbery. Got shot.
In Vegas?
Henderson.
Okay. Hmm. Not a bad answer. What about you, person two?
He was the owner of the company, and he was, they think it was a hit. He was someone, he lived in one of those gated communities, and somebody rolled up on a bicycle and shot him to death in his driveway.
On a bicycle? Did they find the guy?
I don't think they ever did, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because I left shortly after that.
Hmm. Yeah. Then there's no Google or anything after that. I'm just messing with you, person two. do you have anything else? I'm not so sure here, Rob. Again, like you said, it's hard because there's a lot of truth in all of their stories, I feel like.
Yeah.
Person one, you're the one who said you were only fired once, right?
Yes, sir.
Why'd you get fired?
It was at McDonald's. I turned off the ice cream machine. I'm sorry, I stuttered. I turned it off early, put up a sign on the drive-thru window and said that we couldn't sell ice cream anymore and forgot to take that sign down for the morning.
I thought that's like a big thing. I've never been to a McDonald's
in the morning.
Outside the kosher one. I thought like the McDonald's, like one of the most famous things, Rob, is that the ice cream machine is always broken in McDonald's.
I think that they are not always broken, but I think that they require a lot of maintenance. I think that that's one of the what's one
person
of the issues.
Three. How many times have you been fired?
Once.
Yeah.
Do you want to? Can you say anything about it?
I was a mortgage broker at Countrywide.
Okay.
Okay. Person number two. What was the longest period of time that you stayed at any of your jobs, and which job was it?
It's actually my current job, the Etsy shop owner. I've had it for 8 years.
Interesting. I will say, just judging by voices, remember, we can't see them. Person one does sound the youngest. I'm just thinking in terms of having 33 jobs, but they also have 4 jobs currently, so maybe it doesn't take too much time. Person one, what was the longest you've been at in one place of employment?
I held on to a job at a nursing home for about 3.5 years before I got sick of that place and jumped to a different nursing home.
Oh, okay, fine. But you're still in nursing homes. Interesting.
Okay.
It's a long time. Are you guys good to guess?
Sure. Can I
get really not.
Okay. I think I have a strong feeling of where I want to go. Let me ask one question to the panel. As a person who has had 33 different jobs, do you have any advice for our listeners? If we could get all three of the panelists to answer that question, as a person with 33 jobs, what's the best advice you've learned, person number one?
Don't be willing to settle at a place that pays you a lot of money if you're not happy there.
Okay. Person number two?
Don't be a train wreck of a human being.
How did you learn that from the 33 jobs? You could get murdered by somebody on a bicycle.
I don't know.
Are you throwing shots at yourself there, person two? You're calling yourself a train wreck of a human being?
No. Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
You are. Yeah. I thought you were saying you've worked with so many train wrecks.
No, I'm a train wreck.
You're not. Look at the Etsy store.
Yeah. It's killing it. Yeah. What do you sell in your Etsy store?
I sell crafting supplies for predominantly women.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And person number three, what's the best advice you've learned along the way?
If you don't like what you're doing, get out before they fire you.
Okay. All right.
I haven't ruled out any of the three of them, honestly, Rob.
Yeah, this has been probably the a very hard round because I feel like that everybody's able to sort of like pull on their real life experience.
Yeah. Can we do ranked choice voting here, Rob, where we do 1, 2, and 3? Just in case
the next two people, it's based on how many jobs they had, where it's like, well, I actually had 30 jobs.
No,
I had 22.
Well, it's more like our second choice is like, if our first choice misses, then our second choice has some value.
Yeah, if you both get the first choice wrong, I'll give it to who got the second choice right.
I mean, okay. I could give it to you either way. I have my pick and I could give you my second pick.
Okay. This is tough. Are you ready with yours, Akiva?
You know, I really like Person One, but I'm listening a little bit for like the likes, you know, like the words that you'd use if you're trying to make up a story. And I think they had a little bit more of that at the end. Yeah, I'm going to say Person. Okay, Rob, let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Let's
Are we doing ranked your top?
Oh, okay.
Are you ranking them?
Fine. So do you have your rankings already?
I'm going to go
2, 1, 3. What's your rankings?
Okay, I go 3, 1, 2.
And Rob did write it down. He's a man of integrity, if nothing else.
So Rob, your first guess is 3, and Akiva, your first guess is 2.
Mm-hmm.
You both guessed 1 as your second guess.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that one of you has guessed correctly. So let's go ahead and have the person who was telling the truth please say your number.
2.
Number 2.
Yes.
So that's me. I won, right?
That's right. Akiva gets the point.
All right. So I'll tell you I wasn't feeling it because they had the same job for 8 years does cut out a lot of employment time, Rob, but I feel like she wouldn't have said be a train wreck and throw shots at the other person if it wasn't her. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If she's not Miss 33 jobs, I feel like she would not have said that the other person is a train wreck for having the 33 jobs.
I thought it would have been hard to hit 33 being at one job for 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how'd you get there, Person Two?
Well, first of all, my name is Michelle. And
hi, Michelle.
Can I plug my store?
Sure.
Please.
Yes. Yeah. It's on all platforms.
Fired 33 times. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Really? It's at Goat Girl Goodies.
Go Girl
Goat Goodies. No.
Goat like Tom on Survivor.
Like we goat this.
Yes.
No. Like a goat.
Like LeBron James in basketball, the goat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. GOAT. Yeah. We go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goat Girl Goodies. All right. Okay. That's easy.
Actually, it's 34 jobs because after Corey got, you know, asked me to do this, I counted them all and it is 34.
Wow.
So I was wrong.
All right.
I think you say that Corey was paying you to be here and this counts as job 34.
So I'm going to give you some of the highlights, okay?
Okay.
I worked at Happy Steak, home of the Golden Spud. I worked at Six Flags Magic Mountain. My mom owned an upscale lingerie store. Whoa. I worked at Speedo Swimwear for 4 years. I worked as a personal assistant to a Star Trek Deep Space Nine actress.
Whoa. Which one?
She was a recurring character in the... she was a lead of the Dabo girl.
Yes. Oh, Chase Masterson.
Absolutely. I worked for Chase for 4 years.
Yeah. I used to know her from when I first moved to Los Angeles.
And that was after I left Los Angeles. I'm a Southern California girl, born and raised. I worked, I met every single Star Trek star from every single major show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, amazing.
The Star Trek world, that's like, you know, with like the reality TV world and the Star Trek world, not too dissimilar.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, let's see what else. I worked in commercial real estate. I worked for an upscale law firm in San Diego, for pharmaceutical consulting firm, a CPA firm, the Machinist Union. I've done a million things, mainly because I am really, really smart. So I get really bored really quickly when I master a job. And the reason I've had my Etsy store for 8 years is because it's always different and I get to work from home.
Yes.
And I love working from home. And I've been listening to you guys. I'm a patron and I'm also I've been listening way before I was a patron.
Yes. So. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Michelle. I'm checking out.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle.
On
Rob,
Goat Girl Goodies. Yes.
Rob, can we ask Person One and then three, how many jobs they've actually had?
Sure.
Person One, how many jobs have you actually had?
And tell us your name.
And tell us your name.
I am Elise. I have had probably 22, 23 jobs. So
okay.
Kind of up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're welcome for the compliment.
Did you really get fired from McDonald's for putting the ice cream machine is broken on the drive-thru?
No, but my best friend did. We turned it down. Like when we were doing those 50 cent ice cream cones, the ice cream would come out like pure water. So we just decided, screw it. We're done making ice cream for the night. And we shut it down and they did not like that in the morning.
Yes. Okay. In person,
Elise, what's your interesting fact?
Y'all, I don't even remember what my interesting fact is because I'm probably not that interesting. I'm pretty sure it had something to do with when I was a tattoo artist. I've bounced around a lot at jobs. I have done fast food. I've done tattooing. I've done nursing homes. And now I am actually teaching at three different colleges.
Whoa.
Oh, great. And person three, how many jobs have you had? And were you actually a poker blackjack person?
Person number three threw me off because that I recognized the voice of person number three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Rob knows me, so I'm quite surprised that I was able to trick him. My name is Scott C.
Well, you didn't. I wasn't tricked. I figured that I know that you your story was checking out.
Yes.
Right. Did you tell any lies along the way, except about the person that got murdered?
Yeah, the person did not get murdered. I did not work at Countrywide.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you were actually on a blackjack team, whatever that.
I was never on a blackjack team. I am, in fact, a professional gambler, but I never worked on a team.
Oh, I think I know who Scott is too. Scott, I know you are, right?
Yeah,
you might.
And I also figure Scott is a grown up that he could have 30 mm-hmm. jobs.
Rob, yeah. I'm a grown up too.
that's true.
We're all grown ups here.
Yeah.
What age is grown up? You think 25 and up is grown up? 18, 21?
Who do you think? Me?
The panel, anybody. What age do you think makes a grown up? It's a good question.
I don't think it's a number.
Okay, just one day you hate grown uphood.
Yeah. Like
there's people who are 40 that aren't grown ups.
Yeah, they can be different ages. Like that person's a grown up, that person's not. Mm-hmm.
Could we just do an episode where people come on, tell us their life story, they're like a mess, and we say, all right, you're a grown up, you're not a grown up.
Yeah, have Kirsten McInnes as the guest. We're called Robin Akiva grow up. Yeah.
Robin Akiva grow up.
I love it.
Yes.
All right, this was a good panel.
Wait, hold on, I want to hear Scott's story.
Oh, Scott, yeah. What was your story you pitched to us?
So I got hired for a company called Interactive Networks, and I was going to be designing software that allowed you to play along with shows live on TV like Murder, She Wrote or Law & Order. Murder, She Wrote. Yeah, like you'd watch the TV show and like somebody would come up on the screen and you'd be like, is this person the killer? And you'd have to lock in your answer and then you could change your answer as the show went on and stuff like
no
that.
No show also, better matched up with technology, Rob.
Also game shows and sporting events and stuff like that. Yeah. But they went out of business just after they hired me.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Can't believe it didn't make it.
Can I go back to Michelle and ask, you really had a boss that got murdered by somebody on a bicycle?
Yeah, actually, I was 20 and he was murdered up in Mount Olympus in the Hollywood Hills. He was Greek, and they think that he was like involved in some sort of shady stuff. And somebody, you know, while I was working there, somebody drove up. Somebody got into the gated community on a bike or something, and they like really like rode up when he was getting out of the car.
Not easy to ride a bike up Laurel Canyon.
I know. Yeah, and so that's what happened. And I left shortly thereafter, so I never found out exactly what happened. But
yeah. I said, oh, no way that the murder happened on a bicycle. Nobody would use a bicycle to commit a murder.
That throw me off. But then the train wreck thing brought me back.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, the interesting fact is I worked for somebody in Denver, my second longest job for 3+ years. He's currently under indictment on 10 charges of pyramid scheming. And I knew he was shady when I worked for him, which is another reason why I kind of left because it was kind of icky. Mm-hmm. Working there,
yeah.
So yeah, maybe I'm bad luck. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think the sample size is just large enough.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
You're bound to have a couple shady owners.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, all right. Round four.
Rob,
people.
I'm still alive.
You're still
2-1.
Alive. Okay,
tiebreaker is Corey makes up a story, or like he's either telling the truth or lying. And
I have an idea for a tiebreaker if it comes to that.
I don't think I'm going to win the next one.
It will be guessing which imposter has which fun fact if we get to round six and tie it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Round six is round five.
Excuse me.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, all right. Anybody else from round four have anything to add?
I just wanted to say I have so much anxiety doing social deduction games. I refuse to play any game where I have to play a traitor or a liar. So this was just an incredible experience trying to get away with lying.
You did a good job, Scott. We appreciate it.
You did a good job, Scott. Okay.
All right. For the record, that's why I'm not asking you guys to give anyone names, just in case you guys do recognize anyone. Hopefully the story still appears believable as it did that time.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to our fifth and final round, and let's bring everybody in. So far, great job with the game, Corey.
Thank you.
The audience is having fun playing along.
I can tell this is a good one. That's a problem.
Yes.
No, I'm just joking.
All right. So it looks like we've got all three, around six individuals here for our contestants. So let's go ahead and get started. Excuse me. I keep saying round six. Round five.
Yes.
We've got all three round five participants in. So go ahead and person number one, tell us about yourself.
I am currently in more than five relationships.
Okay.
Person number two.
I am currently in more than five relationships.
And person number three.
I am currently in more than five relationships.
Okay.
Okay.
All is person right. three faking that accent, Rob?
No. No, they okay, are good. Not.
Okay.
Let me tell you that this person's story in their own words.
I'm on the edge of my seat, Corey.
Okay. I'm currently in more than five relationships. I'm married to one of my partners and we have a dog. We also have been polyamorous since before we were married. My ideal Sunday morning is chatting to my spouse's partner over the kitchen table while one of my partners makes coffee and my spouse makes breakfast for all of us. I have been polyamorous for almost all of my adult life. Having multiple romantic or intimate relationships may not be how a lot of people operate, but for me, love doesn't divide. It multiplies.
Got it. Were we counting the dog as one of the partners?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
All right, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
But person one's Avi is a dog, so that is a little bit of a lean towards person one.
Okay.
Rob.
Yes.
Is this as close as we're going to get to Shut Up Tim's beloved, the masked swinger?
I think so. Okay. Could you just repeat that story one more time, Corey? Because I want to make sure I'm following all that.
Absolutely. So I'm currently in more than five relationships. Once we get into
my partner's partner, I think that
I'll skip to that part.
Yes.
My ideal Sunday morning is chatting to my spouse's partner over the kitchen table while one of my partners makes coffee and my spouse makes breakfast for all of us. Is that the part you were?
Yeah, can I hear that one more time? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. My ideal Sunday morning is chatting to my spouse's partner over the kitchen table while one of my partners makes coffee and my spouse makes breakfast for all of us.
Boy, I'm going to need to hear. Okay. Person number one, could you tell me what is the difference between a partner and a spouse?
Well, all of my partners are partners, but I am married to just one of my partners, aka my spouse.
Got it.
Everyone knows about each other, person one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like they're all in the same room.
On this Sunday morning, they would be, but not always.
Okay. Person number two, does the coffee maker make a pot of coffee for everybody, or is it like individual, like
Rob, so you're just wondering about logistics for this, basically.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I have a ton of
how would this work for me?
A ton of logistics questions. Yeah,
generally yes. Although we do also have a mocha pot, so sometimes they'll do espresso, and then I also have a regular espresso machine, so sometimes if we're feeling fancy, we'll have cappuccinos.
Yeah, it sounds expensive.
I mean, some people do half and half, and other people are like a non-dairy creamer.
Oh, is that a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I personally go with oat milk. My spouse is more of an almond milk person.
Oh, that's a lot of room in the refrigerator for all those different creamers.
I'm just thinking about how expensive this is also.
We actually do have a second mini fridge that's just for beverages.
Person two, how many bedrooms are in this abode, and are people all like living under the same roof?
Oh no, so my spouse and I are the only ones who are officially cohabitating. Two of my partners are in a relationship with each other, so they cohabitate also. But none of our other partners live with us in our house, but they are here a lot.
Are there any kids in the picture here? Not in the relationships, but like
not currently.
Okay. Person three. We haven't heard from person three.
Yeah. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Person three. What's the half and half situation for you? No. I don't have any coffee questions.
Okay.
What percentage of the people outside of the people you're in a relationship with know about it? Like, do your coworkers, do your good friends know that this is your lifestyle?
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time, so I've always believed in being out because I'm fortunate that I have a job where it's very unlikely for me to get fired for something like this. So yeah, I've been out probably for almost the entire time.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know what type of job that is.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can say.
Person number three, did you and your spouse start solo and add to this, or was this always a part of the relationship?
Well, it's been almost our entire relationship, but there was like a year or two at the beginning where we sort of hadn't really made anything official. It was kind of like we both didn't really know what the line for cheating was. And then I actually found the Wikipedia article for polyamory and sent it to my spouse, my now spouse. And I was like, hey, this is a thing that people do. And they were like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that.
Whose dog was barking, Rob? That would help me if, like, person two or three also had a dog. Someone's
That's
dog was barking.
Probably my dog.
Okay, so one She's and two loud. Have dogs. Person three, do you have a dog?
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess they have to, right? It's part of the thing.
Yeah.
Can your dog bark on camera for us right now to prove it?
Like, no, let's not do that.
Okay, fine. Rob, what else do we have? I don't know. I've so many questions.
I have so many questions.
Okay. Yeah. Some of them are even relevant to figuring out who's the
person.
Imposter.
Person number one, are all of the other partners part of every single day, or is it only then that, hey, this other partner is dropping in?
No, so two of my partners are actually long distance. Met one of them in college through our Frisbee community, and the other one actually through an online survivor game, which maybe you want to know about, maybe you don't. But others live near me, and then
they say orgs are messy, Rob. Yeah, no, sorry, keep going, person one.
Yeah, it's not that kind of org, Akiva.
Yeah, ORGY maybe. Yeah. All right, keep going. I'm sorry.
Oh, did you want to hear more? I said that
yes.
One.
Well, we want to hear a lot more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. So permanently one of them is my roommates, but also because of quarantine, another of my partners has moved in for the time being to be in our COVID circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could imagine this getting messy with COVID. You know, you're worrying about like the fifth, most important person in the in the couple. Like you got to really track how a lot of people are social distancing.
Yeah.
This is tricky.
Okay.
Person who we the good question is, how did this come up? Who'd we ask that to? Because I want to hear that from the other people. Which person you could even answer? Which person answered the
person three?
Person two. How did you broach this with your initial partner, or did it start like this, or how'd that happen?
My partner and I.
This
met
is person
in,
two talking. Yes,
this oh, is person yes, two person talking. Two. Yes,
yes.
My spouse and I met in college, and it was kind of maybe about 6 months into our relationship where there was another one of my friends who like gradually things started to feel really flirty with her. And I was getting really anxious about it because I was like, I love my partner. But I also clearly have feelings for this girl. And so I told my partner about it because that just seemed like the right thing to do. And then they actually expressed to me that sometimes they weren't sure whether they wanted to do monogamy either. And it kind of just worked out to where it was like, I never, ever wanted to cheat on my partner. But at the same time, I didn't want to repress those other feelings that I was having. And it just, our views on it happened to align really well.
This is one of the trickier things to lie about, by the way, Rob. Like, for the two people, if they're not into polyamory or whatever at all, this is, they're all pulling off a good game.
Everyone's
so far.
Doing a great job. Person number three, can we go back to the coffee situation? Same question. What's the setup when one of your partners is making the coffee for everybody?
Okay. Well, it's not coffee. My partner makes coffee.
Is that a code word?
No, okay. It's, no, it is.
Oh, okay.
No, No, I used coffee to refer more generally to hot beverages. So my partner will make coffee in a French press, usually for my spouse's girlfriend. And me and my spouse will usually have hot chocolate, though sometimes my spouse...
Yeah, French press doesn't go very far. That's only like one or two cups in a French press.
It's a pretty big French press. Well, not
Are you buying this?
It's like
they have a giant French press.
Okay, well, let me hear.
It's like 500 mils.
500 mils, okay.
Yes, it's probably about, yeah.
A lot of mils. Okay. And then you and your spouse drink hot chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Corey, is hot chocolate candy?
That's a great question. I think we probably don't want to go into that right now. I'm going to say...
Yeah, hot chocolate is very decadent.
Yeah, it is very decadent. That's true. I'm going to go...
Did somebody say hot chocolate was candy?
There's been some debate across several different podcasts.
Put that on the census, Akiva. Okay.
All right, we'll put it on the census. But there have been a lot of people, Rob, asking for the census to come back. We can talk about that in a few minutes. What else? Is there a direction you're leaning? You don't have to say which way, Rob. I want to ask, like, you know, Rob's concerns are the coffee. Like,
I think it's telling.
Yeah.
But there's a method to my madness, Akiva.
That's right.
Person one, do you guys ever get, like, food together? Like, all five of you are together, you're ordering dinner. It must get pricey. And then who's paying?
So not all of my partners have met one another.
All right, you have long distance.
Two of them, again, are long distance. But I have met in the past all of my spouse's partners. My spouse has not met all of my partners, but we have gotten group dinners together. We'll have people over. We'll go to other places in the community and meet one another. Yeah. It's all very out in the open. Okay. I'm not trying to hide anything from anyone at any point.
Person number three, could you tell us the logistics of your arrangement? Does everybody live with you?
No, I used to, at the moment I live with my spouse. I used to have another long-term relationship who lived in the same house for about 5 years, but that relationship had a COVID-related breakup. So at the moment it's just me and my spouse. And, I've also got two long-distance partners and,
Rob, it's interesting. None of them, they're all saying spouse. None of them have used a pronoun for the spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking, their stories are sort of more similar than the other ones. This is hard.
Person number two, if there was ever like a breakup situation, is there like a vote that has to take place? Is there some sort of like tribal council dynamic of it all if somebody is going to be kicked out of the group?
No, because we're not all in relationships with each other. So, for example, my spouse has another partner, and she and I are very close friends, but we don't really connect romantically. So if she and my spouse were to break up, for example, like she and I could potentially still be friends. I might not necessarily have her over depending on my spouse's comfort level. But sort of, even though there's kind of intermingling relationships and we're all communicating, it's not like everybody is in a relationship with each other necessarily. Like it's kind of more of a web, I guess.
Web.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who's Doug?
Any other thoughts here? We're well over, but I want to give you guys time on this one.
Okay. Yeah, this is tricky, Rob.
Yeah, I think I have a strong leaning in one particular way, but I feel like I want to ask at least one.
All right, ask one more question. You get the floor.
One more question.
Is it about coffee, Rob?
Look, I think the coffee is a very important detail.
That was an important deal. That was important.
Of the story. Okay. I guess no further questions. Do you have anything else, Akiva?
Person one, how does it work when you want to bring in a new person or someone else wants to bring in a new person? Or someone else you're in a relationship with, like, do they have to tell you? You know, is there a vetting process?
It's honestly a lot more like traditional dating than you would imagine. You meet people online, you meet them through communities. Generally in the frisbee community that I'm a part of, a lot of people are more open to this sort of thing.
What was the name of the community you said? Sorry, person one.
The ultimate frisbee community.
Oh, the frisbee. Oh, I thought, okay, that I'm familiar with. Okay.
No, we don't have a name for ourselves worldwide or anything.
Got it.
Right. And so once I've decided that this is someone that I want to form a relationship with, generally my spouse is aware of this ahead of time, but we want to make sure that all the other partners are comfortable with it, since If we were to get intimate, all of that needs to be kept safe and everything like that.
Okay. Yeah.
So lots of communication.
Person number two, at the holidays, you have to get buy a gift for every single person.
Ooh, good question.
So I will say, my love language is not gift giving. I am a terrible gift giver. So I typically like to just kind of take each of my partners out on a date for something like birthday or holidays.
Each person gets their own individual date?
Yeah, I mean, we're all shared on each other's Google calendars. It can get hectic at times.
Holy cow.
So sometimes it might have to wait until the next week or something. But I'm typically more of like a quality time person over a gift giving person.
Let's do the same question, person three, because we've heard a little less from person three than the other two.
Yeah, well, one of my partners isn't into gifts, so that makes gift giving times fairly easy. I just donate to a charity in his name, and everyone else, unlike person two. Unlike person two, I'm a gift giving is my thing. So I'm currently working out all my Christmas gifts for everyone at the moment. So yeah, I don't really have a problem with that.
Not Jewish, person three.
Hmm. Okay.
This is tricky, Rob.
Yeah.
They were all good. Seem very comfortable with this line of questioning.
Yes. Okay.
This is tricky. I think we got to do ranked choice again because we might both miss on our first one.
Boy, ranked choice.
Feel free. Totally fine with me.
Okay.
All right, I got my answer.
Okay.
You don't even have to write yours down.
All right. So are you ranking it or you're...
I'll tell you mine and you have yours, okay?
All right.
I'm going 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Okay. I'm going to do the same exact as last time. I'm going to do 3, 1, 2.
3, 1, 2. So I have 1. Rob has 3. If either one of those is right, then that's the winner or I'm the tire.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And if we're both wrong, then I win.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So we will not have a tie.
The moment we have been waiting for.
Hold on. We have a drum roll? Let's get this.
Yes. This will the person.
Okay. These were very good liars.
Yeah, this is a good. It's be funny if
the other
five.
Two were like, "No, I'm not in 5 relationships. I'm in 4," and they're like, "Okay, well, that's where you're answering these questions."
Yes. Okay. Or like the last one is like, actually, I was counting since the last. I'm actually in 6 relationships.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
You got the drum roll.
Drum roll's ready.
Okay. Will the person who's been telling the truth please say your number?
It was me, person three, and I'm probably in 6 or 7. It really depends what counts.
Person number three, tell us your name as well.
Too easy, Akiva.
My name's Madge. Nice to meet you guys.
Hey, Madge.
Okay. I believe, Madge, you've emailed us before, right?
Yeah, I emailed you about a year ago when I thought the Masked Swinger thing might be a thing.
Yeah, I tried not to use the idea for the Masked Swinger that I think multiple of the emailers.
You had this info that you were sitting on, and you still got this wrong.
I still got it wrong. I tried not to use that or the dog thing.
Madge told me I sort of that forgot about it. Emailed Akiva in the past, but
yes. But a bunch of people, honestly, a bunch of people had emailed about the Masked Swinger.
And everyone involved saw the contents of the email to Akiva.
I didn't remember the contents,
really,
certainly. We get many emails.
All right.
I still blew it, Rob.
Yeah.
I do want to know for person one and two, like, do you have an actual partner that you had to warn that you're going to be lying about being in all these relationships for the last hour?
They don't care.
Hey, I'm going to do a podcast, and just FYI, I'm going to be making up a bunch of stories, but they're not true. I do not have 4 boyfriends that we need to share a French press with.
This is actually our way of letting them know. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So this is person one talking. Person one, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to us while you're at it?
My name is Alicia. I am not currently in more than 5 relationships.
Yeah. Person number one, you claim that you have met some of your partners for these polyamorous relationships through the Ultimate Frisbee community and through Survivor ORGs.
So that you realize that was a lie, Rob?
That
you're saying there's nobody dateable in the ORGs?
I can get into my reasoning, but I felt like that was certainly not as convincing as Madge.
Mm-hmm. You're saying she's a nerd? Okay. Person two.
Oh, hi. I am Eliza. I am single, although I don't think I would be open to dating anyone who would object to me being on a podcast like this.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, how controlling is this person?
That's not controlling, but you might want to give a person a warning, like I'm about to be lying on a podcast. But,
sure. Absolutely.
Eliza, I got to be honest that if you think that, you know, these people that are in polyamorous relationships are like, I've got oat milk, I've got almond milk, you're not having 9 creamers at the house, with all due respect.
I actually do have both almond milk and oat milk
yes,
in my fridge.
Am I wrong about this?
That's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we have a soy and almond.
Soy and almond, but that's it. That's enough.
Eliza, if you just said soy, then you would have been right on.
Yeah, I know. If I hadn't gone with the oat milk.
Mm-hmm.
Rob was on to you.
Yeah. Come on.
All right. That was, they were good. Everybody's good.
Here. I want to circle back to Madge, but I guess let's just hear person number one. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Alicia.
What brought you here?
Well, I did play a survivor-based org, which did connect me to this podcast as well. But my fun fact was going to be that I was in a music video shoot in Mexico when I was 10 years old about alternative energy.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't a Faith Hill video, was it? In the ORGs, Rob.
Yes.
That's where she found us.
Yes. Okay. All right. And then Eliza, what's your interesting story?
So I think I actually forgot to officially submit the application, but I was going to tell a story about how when I was in high school, I had an internship where I was working on developing vaccines for snow leopards. Incidentally, that was in Kentucky, and I will say neither I nor anyone I know is in a relationship with our biological family members.
I'm very sorry for that offensive joke.
I'm used to it.
Okay. Yeah, but Corey picked really good stories today, yes. Rob. I want to hear from Madge.
More importantly, back to Madge. Madge, can you tell us a little bit about the arrangement that we heard about?
Yeah, logistics we want to know about, Madge.
I mean, it's complicated because I've got these two long-distance relationships in Europe, and there's a whole graph that I often show people. But yeah, I've got my partners and Chester, my husband has...
He definitely
I mean, I can email you a copy if you want. And my husband
there
has
a lot
another
of spreadsheets involved, Madge.
Goes crazy. Yeah, there actually are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
are you the keeper of the spreadsheets?
Yeah, I seem to be. I tried creating a Discord chat, but it's not really taken off.
But what do you need to chart on the spreadsheet?
Well, it's just because stats? People are always interested. No, because you guys are like, oh, you know, how many people are there? Who are they in relationships with? And it gives me a way to sort of quickly show someone. Here's a picture, have a look at it, and then you go, oh, yeah, and you look at the graphs and, you know, has the people's names on it and everything. So it makes it a bit easier for people to track.
I think Madge would be a great first guest on I Can't Believe It's Just Chester's Charts.
yeah.
Just saying.
And then, Madge, you're a Renap listener.
Yeah, I am a big fan. In fact, I mentioned a COVID-induced breakup a few minutes ago, and the last conversation me and my ex had was I played Karate Time for him, and he said it was the worst song he'd ever heard.
Oh no.
And then
kick him to the curb.
Deal breaker.
Yeah. And then my new boyfriend, I played that on our third date, and the next day he sent me a text. He'd found it on Spotify and he said, I can't get it out of my head. And I was like,
so nice. Let me guess, was there an age difference between your ex and the new love interest?
Yeah, my ex was 42.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't get it.
And my
pushing 50.
Yeah, my new love interest is 30. So
yeah.
It's
makes sense. Yeah, okay. More than Will from America Target Madge. Demo.
Yes. There we go. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Well, this is tremendous.
Yeah, we could ask Madge 2 hours of questions, but I do think we have to go.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Madge, you have anything you want to plug or promote?
Sure, I'm writing a vampire romance novel on Archive of Our Own.
Is it a polyamorous vampire fan fiction?
I mean, I wouldn't rule anything out, but not yet. It's called Vampire Flower Language, if anyone wants to check it out.
Vampire Flower Language.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Sounds interesting. Cool. All right. And what about you, Alicia?
Do I have anything I want to plug?
Yeah.
On behalf of Karen, who brought me here, I want to pub the Wombat Water podcast, also on Spotify and all the locations, but myself, no.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Also, check out Alicia playing Ultimate Frisbee in a city near you.
Since Alicia brought it up,
You know that
I do.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Akiva.
You go.
Okay. I do want to thank Karen a lot and a lot of the people who do help me with the Wombat Water podcast. She's been behind the scenes. Karen from Canada.
You can unmute for a sec, Karen.
Hi.
You know Wombat Water is now a legitimate podcast, Rob, because they had our friend Chappelle on this week.
That's
right.
An official podcast.
You're not a podcast until Chappelle is a guest. But and Karen from Canada, our listeners will recognize her voice. She played the first lady of podcasting.
Your wife.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We are not in a polyamorous relationship, just for the record. And my wife didn't even like that that the musical implied that Akiva and I have a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how unpolyamorous
we're barely in amorous relationships, Rob.
Yeah. And not in a monoamorous relationship. But yes, Karen, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I wanted to say I'm very proud of Alicia and Eliza. They are the ones that we played ORGs together. And so that's how I know them. And I'm very proud that they joined. And I think that they are now interested in RENAP. So I think we might have some new listeners.
Okay. So
an ORG
can spark a long distance relationship.
Rob, if we have 100 guests a week, we could really add to the listenership. We just force people to our podcast to listen.
Smart.
Like we did this week.
Okay. And how about you, Eliza?
I don't think I have anything that I want to plug. I didn't prepare for this question, but no, I think I'm good.
Okay. And then, Madge, are you going to come back for a mailbag sometime?
I mean, if you'll have me, sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well,
Madge woke up very early for this, so thank you.
Oh, yeah.
For that,
what time is it in Australia? Or was it when we started 2.5 hours ago?
Yeah, I got up at 4:45, but I'm a morning person anyway, and it's 7:30 a.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Get that French press going.
Press, Rob.
Yeah. Get all 500 mils going. All right. Madge and Alicia and Eliza, thank you all so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. And Corey B, wow, what a feat we pulled off here today with all these guests seamlessly in and out.
Absolutely. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad it went really well. I'm glad that the rounds were very challenging for you guys. Rob obviously pulled off the last minute victory there over Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
But very fun overall. I thought everyone did a really good job.
You executed on this to a degree that I am speechless. Incredible.
Yeah, you did a great job, Corey.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yes. Okay.
Rob, people are always asking for Akiva wants more guests. But look what we did this week. We had 20 guests.
Yeah, is this a record? I was going to ask.
We had 30 people call in for a live
Shark
show,
Tank mailbag. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not as much logistics going on there.
Okay. So what's going on with the mailbag today, Akiva?
I think we're going to do a regular mailbag. We are going to have one special guest who has won a prize to come on.
Okay. Here. Corey, are you staying for the mailbag?
I can stay for a little bit.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Corey B and another guest for this week's mailbag here on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast right after this. All right. And we're back. Mailbag number 105 here today on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Corey B is here still. Corey, how are you doing?
I'm very relieved after that went so smoothly, and I'm happy to just kind of relax now.
Yeah. You know? Corey, what was the most mundane? Can you even say in terms of what was something that somebody pitched you on that was the hardest pass for you?
Well, I think that John nominated Karen as one of the truth tellers. So I think that off the top of my head, that was my quickest pass because Karen was helping me. Organize the event.
I didn't know you could nominate other people. I don't even know what that means. Was there an amazing story where you couldn't get the person on, maybe for logistic reasons or something like that?
No, nothing exactly like that. Most of the people who we found, I put in the survey would they be willing to participate? So most of them reached out in advance, but we did have a couple people who unfortunately couldn't come on. And a couple of the people you heard from were last minute imposters. So, you know, I feel bad for those people for sure. But
everyone probably
went through a decent amount of planning before this happened.
You also picked five interesting stories. Like, I was genuinely, I cared about who each person was. Rob,
we've got a lot of interesting stories here.
So we were off for 2 weeks because we did not have a mailbag on the aforementioned Leprechaun 3 episode. So we have a packed mailbag. Plus, we've got people listening. Maybe they have ideas. We've got a lot of people still in the Zoom.
And some of our panelists are still on.
Still mute. Here.
Yeah.
Corey is, I believe, brought some ideas. We also have a special guest coming in.
Yes.
At some point. I don't believe they're here yet.
Okay.
I don't know if they're in the back.
Oh, no, no audio yet.
But, okay. So let me get us started with a couple ideas that I really like that have come through in the last 2 weeks, because we are chock full in the mailbag, Rob. Okay.
Okay.
We talked about, in a complaining idea. This is sort of maybe a punch up of it, where it's like, what can Akiva complain about? Like, Akiva, stop. I think it was called Mr. Wienerker, stop complaining.
Yeah.
Was the pitch, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, me and also you, like, here, we're going to list things that we're not
common
complain
complaints
about.
From Robin Akiva.
Common complaints.
Yes.
Yes. So here is an idea from Charlie. And he says, what about sort of a Festivus theme idea where we could list our grievances and complaints and then have the listeners call in and write in with their grievances? So we're giving our grievances, but then we're also sort of ranking or analyzing the listeners' grievances.
So what I liked about the first version of this was that I liked the listeners, like they were sort of like saying, oh, it's like, oh, these are the things that Robin and Akiva always complain about. Like they were almost complaining about that we complain about certain things too much and then we were going to retire a complaint. But if it's like, okay, here's a bunch of our airing of the grievances and then listeners are also calling in to, you know, air their grievances, just think that it's not as structured or fun.
Okay, that's fair. All right, so we'll stick with version one, and we have a version of that being worked on right now.
Like, I love the premise that the idea is that people are writing in to say, I'm tired of hearing you two complain about this specific topic. And then we can make our case like, no, but this is why it is so annoying. And then like it has to get retired. So there's an element of greatest hits, and there's also an element of, what do you say? I don't even, like, we could argue that we don't really complain that much about that.
I hear you. All right. So we'll stick with the first one. Rob, we are recording on Halloween. I don't know if the listeners know that.
Yep.
We didn't have any really spooky stories today, other than maybe one person being murdered, but that was the boss, and you know, we didn't really know the boss. I do like that they were like, yeah, I don't know, I didn't follow up on it, and that was the person. Like,
yeah,
she legitimately did not follow up on her boss being murdered. Okay,
sure,
wasn't so interesting. But last year, if you remember, Rob, we did have a Halloween Renap costume contest, and we had a lot of people dress up as Renap characters. A lot of people offered this year. We ended up, because this was such a jam-packed episode, scrapping the costume contest. We already had 20 people on the main episode. It would have been crazy to have like another 10 on the mailbag. But we did offer, if you remember, the winner of last year's costume contest a spot on the mailbag, which then we, much like Corey B, who took about 10 months to get on the podcast for winning his award, this person has been waiting patiently for a full year after winning the costume contest. And maybe she has a couple of ideas, but she could also remind us what her costume was last year. We'll see if she's dressed up as her Renap character right now.
Okay.
So please welcome to the mailbag, Angela.
Angela. Angela, are you unmuted?
Yeah. No, she went as a mime for Halloween.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. Yes.
I'm here. There you are.
Okay. Angela, how are you?
I am good. I am not dressed up as my costume. I have pieces of it next to me.
Yes.
I couldn't find what I wore last year, but I still had the, I was the baby Rowan and I dressed as a baby.
Yes.
And I had made a winning sash.
Yes. And now there really is a baby Rowan.
And now there is. Look at that.
Yes.
But not the same one. Not our
the
same
aunt,
one. The actual baby.
Yeah, not the same one.
Not Rowan.
Not the same one. Okay. And so, Angela, happy Halloween to you.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Yeah, I got my Halloween shirt on.
You're not dressing up this year, Angela?
Probably not. lower key Halloween. So just kept it simple.
Yeah. Angela, where are you calling us from?
I live in Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, okay. And you're a big Robin Akiva Anita podcast listener.
Yep, day one.
It'll be wild if she just dressed up as a character, but actually her friend listens.
It didn't actually listen at all. Yeah. No, I'm actually like from the beginning, from even the origin of you guys trying to figure out what you were going to do.
Okay. Did you listen to the Seinfeld podcast? Is that how you found us?
No, I didn't listen to that. Actually, I listened to RHAP.
Yes.
And then you had Akiva on, probably like a listener feedback show or something. And then I liked your guys' banter. So I did go back and listen to a few episodes.
Yeah.
So when you guys, you know, dropped that podcast thing, I was like, oh, I like your guys' banter. So I'll check it out. And yeah, it stuck. So.
Okay.
Angela, do you have a mailbag pitch for us?
I'm not the best on ideas, but I do have a few. I call them half-baked.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So the easy one, I was trying to think of ideas that you guys have already done that maybe like there's another one that you could possibly do. And so I have it as Rob and Akiva become Trekkies, where you have like Jessica Leese and Mike Bloom come on the show. And do something similar to the superhero.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. Akiva, what do you think about Robin and Akiva become Trekkies?
I don't hate it. As real Seinfeld head will remember, I do believe as some sort of bet or something I lost, I had to watch an episode of Star Trek. I don't remember how we picked it, but it ended up being, I think it was random, it ended up being a terrible episode. Just like atrocious. Yeah. Do you remember this, Rob?
I do remember this.
Yeah, what episode was it? I really did not like it. It was like I knew enough to know like this has to be one of the worst episodes.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was the episode where Q sent the Star Trek The Next Generation Enterprise crew back into Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, it was a Robin Hood themed episode. Yeah, not for me.
I believe it was. It's entitled Cupid.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was. Maybe it was season 3, episode 7. I don't know. So I am willing.
If Michelle like, can Mike get us Jessica... Chase Masterson for that episode. For the, Robin to become Trekkies.
There you go.
So I am willing to consider that. I'd like to hear what people have to
maybe,
say.
Yeah, maybe Akiva, I feel like you're about to suggest, well, maybe you'll put a Twitter poll up to see if the audience
I'm not
going like to
put a Twitter poll. I'm not going
to
put a Twitter poll. But yeah, I'd definitely consider that idea.
We'll wait with bated breath for you to post the Twitter poll
I'm still a couple Robin Twitter polls behind. I gotta
put it in the queue.
If you guys do a Star Trek episode, I want to hear you guys debate the age old question of if you use the transporter, are you still the same person or did you die and a new person?
Yeah,
became?
I believe it's a sad story, but I believe you actually are did that. You're the old you is gone. And then basically they've just like replicated like a new version of you.
Is that really a sad story?
Yeah, I think it is.
I would be sad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to use a transporter.
Like the old you that you've been for your entire life pushing 50 years is gone and then just like a new one.
Is it healthier? Is it a healthier you? It's the exact same.
Exact same.
I'm not sure it bothers me that much. Angela, did you have a second half baked idea? Because that idea is at least 3/4 baked. Rob liked it.
Yeah. Okay, good. I should stop while I'm ahead. let me see. The other idea I had was a little bit more, it was Rob and Akiva play Survivor. But as I was trying to flesh it out today, I actually came up with Rob and Akiva have the knowledge to survive. So basically it's you play Survivor, but it's also a trivia show. So you divide into two tribes. So you each have six on your team and you answer trivia questions, but in the format of Survivor. So like you would, try to win immunity. And then then your team would continue to go forward and you could vote people out. If you didn't want to vote people, you could even just use a random generator if you lost.
Angela, I think this is famously an anti Survivor free podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
Might be a main feed episode. I don't know.
Except for that one episode.
Yeah. Or yeah. Could be more of a 32 fans also. Patron idea.
We could vote people out there. Mm-hmm. All right, that's not bad. Corey, do you have any ideas for us?
So, I don't know how serious I am about this one, but since I just gave you guys game show of To Tell the Truth, which came back on recently in the last couple of years, my thought was, what if we try Supermarket Sweep?
just came on the air. You know, great okay. show. Mm-hmm.
Go on. Interested to know, how would we pull this off?
This, unlike Angelo's ideas, this is not even half baked. This, I just put this in the oven.
Okay.
But what I'm thinking is, you could use like an Amazon or other online shopping account, and you can race to add things to your cart under certain criteria, and then you have to show mm-hmm. off your cart when you're done.
Hmm.
Okay. I think it's a little visual.
We got to go back to the drawing board. I think
on a bit this, visual.
And, yeah. yeah.
But really, yeah. really, my idea.
I think there's a gas leak with yeah, that.
I don't get the sense that Akiva does a lot of grocery shopping.
Yeah, really, my idea is just yeah. is supermarket sweep.
Yeah,
you know,
Akiva.
We talked about it. It was like once in the fishbowl or something, supermarket sweep. But then we were both sort of mad on it.
Yeah,
what's up, Rob?
Well, I was going to say that I feel like that now you do not do the grocery shopping at your house, correct?
I mean, I have done it, but it's not really. I'd come home with a lot of candy. Like it's mm-hmm. it's not really my. I'm willing to do it, but my wife likes to do it.
Yeah. I am a big grocery shopping person.
Yeah, you like to do the grocery shopping.
I love it. Even, even though I allegedly hate food, I do love grocery shopping.
Well, you want to get as little food as possible. You're just making sure Nicole doesn't, you know, buy too much fun stuff.
She wastes so much money on the groceries.
Mm-hmm. And also, you're... Rob, but yeah, you want to avoid the fancy LA stores also. That's why you're doing the grocery shopping.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I know, Rob, that you, with all the questions that you had to our fifth round contestants about the coffee, I feel like you would... I would like to hear your commentary about a supermarket sweep episode.
Yeah, I just think that in terms of executing that as a podcast, if somebody has a vision for it, I'd love to hear it. But I think that that's going to be a little tricky to pull off.
Yeah, you guys don't have to sugarcoat it. It's not a very good idea. I just wanted to mention it.
It'd be tough.
It's not my worst idea. I think Robin Akiva by a snowmobile was my worst idea.
Yeah. Oh, that was you?
Yes. That's funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still like that idea. How about this from Dave? I think, Rob, I think you might like this. Okay. I'm not sure. Speaking of games, we're talking about games a lot today. Robin Akiva spin a wheel. Not a great name for this idea, but I think the idea is good. Yeah. I've got an idea that's absolute gold. I do love when people call their shot at the beginning of the email.
You always want to do that.
And you've got to bring it up on the mailbag. Well, great news, Dave. I did. I call it Robin Akiva spin a wheel. We've established that already. We used to have an old Wheel of Fortune game on our N64 growing up. I propose you, Rob, and a randomly selected listener play each other in this 1997 classic. It's super old, cheesy, and I'm sure you're competing. You'll be competing will also lead to banter, making fun of the game. Here's a link to a video of it. He could even upload the beginnings of the game. We could have somebody make a fake Wheel of Fortune. What do you think about playing Wheel of Fortune against me and a random listener? Is that the bad idea?
You can't play Wheel of Fortune on a podcast.
Yeah, you're probably right. Now, I do think
very visual game.
With a visual, I do think it's a good idea. Like, if people want to do this on a more visual podcast, I think it'll be fun.
Akiva, I think you're just wingmanning me to make my supermarket sweep idea sound better.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think this is good. We'd have to make a video version of this. I think it would work, actually.
Yeah,
but it's
still a podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that should be the slogan.
I actually thought of this idea earlier today, and I scrapped it for that very reason.
Yeah.
Oh, she's just dunking on me now, Angela.
Yeah. there are lots of
it is on my list.
game shows, but, you know, a Wheel of Fortune, especially a 1997 Wheel of Fortune, I don't know. Maybe at a live show.
Okay. Idea. Rob and Akiva impress their kids. On this week's episode of Renap, Rob talked about wanting to learn more about Pokemon to impress his kids. Yeah. I think a good podcast would be each of you choose an interest that one of your kids has and try to learn as much as possible about the subject in the short time. After you learn, you can have a quick conversation with your kids and see if they're impressed by your knowledge of the subject you just learned about.
Yeah. Well, for me, I think that subject would be Minecraft. I don't know anything about Minecraft, but my kids are very into it. But other than that, I know everything. I know everything about stuff.
Anything
that they
your
care
kids
about.
Are into, you already
I think for
know
the most part,
about.
Other than Minecraft, that's the one thing.
You know, my son has become obsessed with Among Us.
I know. I laughed at your tweet, and honestly, I don't even remember exactly how this went. You had tweeted about how your kids are playing real life Among Us at your house.
Correct.
And your mm-hmm. two boys, one said to the other, like, hey, let's kill dad and vent to the other room.
Yes, correct.
Which I don't know if I was inspired by you or if my kids also independently thought of, like, hey, let's play Among Us in real life. And so I too have been playing at our house of, all right, somebody, it's always Dominic is the imposter. And then everybody else is me and Anthony have to go work on like connecting wires somewhere.
Yeah.
The problem also is, like, my son is so into it now. One of my daughter, who's 11, her friends came over, and she said they're going to have, like, an Among Us birthday party where they're going to play in person. And my six-year-old was like, well, you're inviting me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, it's like a friend of a friend of your sister, and they're 5 years older than you. I don't think you're going to land an invite to that birthday party. And he was, like, horrified. He's like, you don't understand. I'm the Among Us guy. Like, you have to invite me. So now he's, like, guilting an 11-year-old who doesn't know into inviting him to his birthday party. Their birthday party. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty wild here. I get stabbed a lot and by my kids who then say, with, like, toys, who then say, oh, you thought I was crew. I was the imposter. My son has a lot of ideas. He said when Puya streams, everybody should kill him first because then you get to be on the stream and then he could just show what's happening after.
Smart.
He's producing the stream. He announced like a Puya Liana double kill, and I said that to Puya. He's really into Among Us. It's all he talks about all day long.
Yeah.
All right. Robin Akiva hosts a hackathon from Matthew.
Hackathon?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I know
Robin
about those.
Robin Akiva hosts the Gene Hackman Marathon. Listeners watch various Gene Hackman movies over a 24-hour period, and we debate the best one. Alternatively, this could be a tournament for the 16, 32, 64, or even 128 best Gene Hackman movies. Maybe Renap contributors are assigned a particular movie to stump for, so we don't have to watch all of them. We have each, maybe, that's interesting. Each movie has, what if each movie has somebody who's representing it?
Who wants
this? Akiva.
I would listen to this if it's
for Akiva.
Yeah. Angela, what do you think about this? Does anybody want a Gene Hackman tournament?
Well, I'd listen to it.
You wouldn't enjoy it.
I don't know. I enjoy everything, but I would say maybe, I think you'd have to want.
Yeah,
to
you'd probably put it on 2X though, right?
Yeah, I could see it being a 2X podcast.
2X, sir.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 32 fans, the Hackman bracket.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta say, not that this is necessarily happening, but a hackathon is the name for a software developer organized event where developers try to create new things for their
company.
Yeah,
we know that, Corey. What do you think? We're idiots?
Yeah.
See, Corey, I thought you were going to say it was like going to be some sort of like a hacky sack thing.
Yeah.
See, Rob,
that's like
Rob
the main thing a hackathon is, Corey. Yeah, of course Rob knew that.
No.
Did he?
I didn't know that.
I don't know. Well,
you're surprisingly right, like
indignant.
I didn't think that was that big of a deal. Yeah.
I'm messing with you. And that's surprisingly, yeah. I'm often mean on the show. one more. The Katie from Calgary says the Sleepover Podcast 2, the do-over. Rob and Akiva are joined by a female millennial podcaster too to have a classic late 90s, early 2000s sleepover. They wear pajamas, eat candy, gossip about celebrities, prank call a few friends, and play games like MASH, Truth or Dare, Dream Phone, Mystery Date, Ouija board, light as a feather, stiff as a board. I don't remember.
Is this
that
on
one.
Zoom?
It could be on Zoom. The physical hanging out in a hotel room like you did in the first Sleepover Podcast.
Yeah.
This was like
not sure how
Allie's
my
vision.
Wife is going to feel about Rob and Akiva have a sleepover with a young millennial podcaster.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be a bunch of them. It could be a whole crew.
I guess so.
This was like Allie's vision for the original Sleepover Podcast that I sort of bastardized into something totally different, right? The atmosphere of a sleepover could be created with the right games, podcast guests sharing stories from their own sleepover experiences growing up. This could be like Game Night Podcast with a specific theme and less guests on the call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think about? So you're not interested in having a sleepover with some female millennial?
I don't see how like what how this is different from what it was supposed to be. And I feel like that on Zoom. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't see this working so great.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. All right. I'd like to apologize to Corey for sort of poo-pooing the fact that maybe someone didn't know what a hackathon was a minute ago. I'd also like to apologize to the people of Kentucky for implying that they might marry people in their families. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else I need to apologize for from this episode?
Not yet.
All right. Okay. There's still a couple minutes.
Yes.
Corey or Angel, do you have anything else for us?
Some of our panelists from earlier, some of our contestants pitched a couple season 3, episode 7.
Are they still here? Or are they able to do it live? Or is it from people that have left?
Madge appears to still be here.
Okay.
She had
let me put Madge back on. Okay. All right, because I want to hear. I bet Madge has some good ideas. All right, Madge, you
and Elise as well.
Yeah, I just thought of season 3, episode 7, Stargate SG-1.
Oh,
it's a classic
okay.
sci-fi show.
Yes, season 3, episode 7, Stargate.
That's
SG-1.
Star Trek?
No, that's Stargate.
Well, I thought it's like a version of Star.
No,
Stargate
no,
is Star Trek.
Stop. It's different.
So wait till you hear about Star Wars, like, Akiva.
Guys, I'd almost just say like, you could do this, or you could do the Rob and Akiva, like that they explain Star Trek to us. Like, you pick which one you like better, and we could do that one.
So you don't want to put Stargate into the fishbowl, Akiva?
You could put it in, but that's in lieu of one star at a time. Like, that's in lieu of doing the Star Trek.
So maybe should we have some sort of like a star? I'm trying to think of what we could call it. A
star asterisk,
maybe a starfish or something like that, where we always have a star thing to put in.
Oh, a star. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I think Stargate might be fun, Akiva.
Do you like this better than Star Trek? I don't know. I think the Star Trek, because this is also just the mailbag. The Star Trek could go right on the wheel in theory.
Yeah. Madge, can you make the case for Stargate season 3, episode 7?
Yeah, so it's kind of campy sci-fi show from the 90s, early 2000s. Has a big following. Lots of fans and everything, but I don't think it's on the Star Wars or Star Trek level of rabid fandom. If it goes well, there's Stargate Atlantis. You could do season 3, episode 7 of that.
Yes. Okay. Is there anything that you could sell Akiva on here?
Oh.
Do you like Richard Dean Anderson, Akiva?
Not especially. I think Star Trek is more popular than Stargate.
Okay.
Like, so I think maybe we should do that instead. Yeah. Should we do a poll, Stargate or Star Trek? I feel like Star Trek will win.
I like to think Stargate is about like this thing that there was like a big scandal and they call it Stargate.
Now it is.
It was a big scandal. Like, oh, this was a government thing gone wrong. Stargate.
Mm-hmm. Stargate could be about the recent Big Brother season that was just on television.
All Stargate. Okay. All right. So, all right, Madge, Akiva didn't love that one. What else you got?
If anybody else wants to unmute also, they can...
Bring Elise in. She had one as well.
Okay. Elise, are you there? Elise.
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Okay. Yes, Elise, what was your pitch?
I would love it if you guys would talk about maybe the dumbest show I've ever seen, Wilfred.
Wilfred. Okay. Is that Tobey Maguire?
I think it's Elijah Wood, who's like the poor man's Tobey Maguire.
Yes.
He's in a furry costume, right?
No, he's not in the costume. Jason Gann is in the costume. Elijah Wood plays this like normal dude who's super depressed, tries to kill himself and fails to do so. And he has a crush on the girl next door and he sees her dog dressed up in like as a dude dressed in a dog costume.
It's just such a niche show. First of all, it wasn't considered terrible, right? I think some people liked it and some people didn't, right? It wasn't like, oh, this is the worst show of all time. Yeah. I do think it got some decent reviews.
Angela, would you listen to season 3, episode 7 of Wilfred?
I think it kind of fits the genre of being a goofy, silly TV show.
What speed would you listen to that episode?
Did it make season 3, Elise?
It sure did. I was going to have seasons somehow.
Wow. And a movie.
I mean, it's not one that I would put on without the podcast.
Right.
I would watch it because you guys were covering it. Yeah. But
Elise, are we going to be lost in season 3 of this weird show?
Well, Elise, so season 3, episode 7 is called Intuition. Wilfred leads Ryan on an insomnia-fueled crime-fighting caper. Is that a particularly good episode to recap?
If I recall correctly, yes. I don't know how much money I would put down on it, but I think honestly, any episode of Wilfred is a good episode to recap. It balances like legitimate humor with why am I watching this pretty well.
Okay. Corey, you have any thoughts on this?
I've never seen Wilfred before, so I enjoy it from what I'm hearing. It seems like it would be a good season 3, episode 7. Right.
It's so small. People are going to be like, what's Wilfred? Well, I'm not saying that's a deal breaker for me. I just think it's interesting.
If there is some sort of like a critical mass of people, like an outpouring, like with Third Rock from the Sun, of people that say, you need to recap season 3, episode 7 of Wilfred, I think we can
get it. Can I say, Rob?
Yes.
Speaking of outpouring, the psychos really got to us. A lot of people wanted us to watch season 3, episode 7 of Psych. They said it's like solving a murder. We should do it. We said if anybody was into it, we'd reconsider. And we got like 100 tweets about Psych.
Yeah. Angela, have you ever watched Psych?
I've never watched Psych, but I was searching the RENAP hashtag and there are definitely people who want it. So
we got bombarded with Psychs.
Yeah. Madge, how about you? You watch Psych?
I watched a couple of episodes, but I never got into it.
Okay. If Madge isn't into it, I don't know if we're going to like it.
And another, you know, a show that's been pitched a lot recently, Rob, that I think is interesting that maybe we should cover is Desperate Housewives. A lot of people, they say season 3, episode 7 is one of the, it's one of the rare shows where it's like the, one of the more seminal episodes of the series is season 3, episode 7.
I think it would be interesting in terms of like, it was a big show, but it's also like a show that like people do not think about now.
It's what I said.
Yeah.
It really does not get discussed, even though like, think about it. Lost, Desperate Housewives, and Grey's Anatomy come on the same year.
I think there'd be a lot of IMD bags to do also there for Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, I think it's a lock. I think we should put it in. But if if you're not into it, I don't think we have to. But
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. So let's add that to the fishbowl. Desperate Housewives.
Okay. Because are you a Desperate House guy?
Not really. I mean, I saw a few episodes in the first season, but I wasn't like a big fan. I didn't dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
But you think about it, like Lost is still, all three shows, you know, start the same year on ABC. Lost is still discussed all the time. Grey's Anatomy is literally still on the air. And like you said, Desperate Housewives was a bigger hit than both of them and has been completely forgotten, right?
And they had like a weird like 5-year time jump. They did that thing.
Yes. Yeah. I think it might be after this episode. Is that possible? I'm not sure.
No, like, I don't think it was that early on.
Maybe it wasn't so early. But this episode was one of the more famous episodes. So I think it for sure worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rob and Akiva go to Wisteria Lane. That's the name of this episode.
All right. There you go. That's in the fishbowl. All right. Do we have any other new ideas?
Anybody, Karen, do you have anything for us? You're here. We just see their names like round 3 person.
Sorry,
seven,
I'm eating pizza.
Okay.
Do you want to pitch us on pizza? Anything pizza related?
Not quite. You know, I've got something pizza related of my own in the works, but
yeah, don't steal their idea.
I'm very pizza. I'm a pizza enthusiast. Oh, having a hard time talking.
Pizza imposter.
And eating at the same time. Enthusiast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to mute now.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting if we get somebody who's anti-pizza to come on.
Anti-pizza. Angela, are you anti-pizza?
Nope, we're having it for dinner. My husband's out to get it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I love pizza.
I was going to say, this is starting to sound like Two Beloved again.
Yeah.
You know? Redux.
Yeah. Madge, how about you? Rob, how do you feel about pizza?
Yeah, Madge.
Yeah, no, I like pizza.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, right?
Right.
Should we ask round 5 person 2 and round 3 person 2 to chime in? Because we don't see the real names.
Like, it might be interesting if we could define people that's like, I'm the one person that doesn't like this beloved thing. Like,
hot take off two, which maybe we'll do one day. Like, pizza sucks, and here's why. Mm-hmm. And that's a good take.
Yeah.
No, but that's like a new spin on Two Beloved, right? You find somebody who legitimately doesn't like a thing that everybody else likes. And
yeah.
Then you,
like that Akiva
could,
with the
that
Beatles.
Could have legs.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like that.
Akiva, what else?
I'll give you one more idea for today. Okay, this is called Rob and Akiva Have Seeds, Baby.
Oh.
This is from John Tinkham.
Yes.
To save face from the This Week in Rob and Akiva episode. Listeners submit episode ideas that specifically involve Jordan Kalish to come back on as a guest on Renap. The best ideas are seeded into a tournament, and the winner becomes a future episode with Jordan. Kalish mania ensues.
Another day.
Robin Akiva have another seeds, morning, baby.
Another bagel.
No, this is not a good idea.
It's such a good idea. That's so funny. I thought you were going to put it right through.
No.
Because he's not even on the regular episode. He doesn't have a say in it.
I think it's too far into the rabbit hole. Like, if there's something that like would be a good fit for Jordan, like we should just do that episode. Angela, what do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking pass.
Yeah, that's a pass. Madge, how about you? Are you a Jordan Kalish fan?
Yeah, I mean, I listen to anything you guys do. Like, I listen to Small Wonder, which is like, who has actually seen that show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's the Renapot. Yeah.
Here's my take on Seeds, Baby. I just came up with this. Another one fresh in the oven for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good track record, so I'm going to try again. Seeds, Baby is actually a tournament of TV show babies, and they are seated, and then you do a baby tournament.
The best baby,
the baby off.
Right. We call it Seeds, Baby.
Okay. Well, who would be one seeds, Corey? Like, who are the big baby contenders in this?
I mean,
Maggie Simpson. It would be hard to beat
for sure. I for some reason I thought of the baby from Dinosaur right away.
Yeah, the baby that could make it for sure.
The Flintstones kids. Do you put them both on?
Are they babies? Also, how old is a baby? We discussed earlier, like, how old you have to be a grown-up.
Yeah, like Angela, Michelle Tanner, here for that. But then we like she's grown up.
Yeah, right. Angela, you weren't here for that. How old is a grown up? How old would you say a grown up is?
Well, I guess legally 18, mm-hmm. but I kind of think of it like 25.
Okay, that was the number I threw out.
Tracks, so
you work for like Hertz rent car. Rental. You're like, no, you're not a grown up.
and how old is that car?
Like, Rob, you probably sometimes refer to your youngest son as the baby, right? If you're telling your wife.
Yeah.
And I do too. Our sons are the exact same age. So you know what I mean? Like a baby could be different to different people. I don't know. Like are Bam Bam and Pebbles babies? I don't know how old they are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not sure.
I don't think that this it has the momentum to go to the wheel, but I do think some sort of like a baby bracket is interesting.
Yeah, someone should do it. Like if Wombat Water or somebody wants to steal it, they're welcome.
Okay.
Is that more of a Wombat Water idea?
Well, we don't do pure bracket, so it would be hard to like play games with babies. But you know, that's the tough part. But maybe we can figure something out.
Okay.
All right. Not bad.
All right. Are we ready to talk about what's on the wheel for this week?
Yeah, let's spin that
let's
wheel,
do it.
Baby.
Okay, all right, here we go. We have a season 3, episode 7, Fishbowl. We've got the coin flip. We've got the back to the crappy movie diaper. No more spooky movie cauldron, especially after you guys didn't really like Leprechaun 3. People's Choice. We have The Price is Right. We have PR firm, Robert Hill, the PR firm. Choose Your Renap Venture. The Viral Challenge Tournament. Shark Week. Spinoffs are trash. Robin Akiva invent the game show. Robin Akiva spice up their lives. Place your bets and Renap X. Okay, am I forgetting anything?
No, Tell the Truth's gone, so I think you nailed everything.
Nailed everything. All right.
A couple things really hovering around maybe coming on next week, but I think we're good for now.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get our wheel spin in for episode number 106 coming up on next week's show. First Renap episode in November. Actually, it depends on when this one ends up launching. Could be the 2nd in November. All right. So let's go ahead and get the wheel going for episode number 106. Madge, what are you hoping comes up?
Don't put me on the spot like that, man.
Sorry.
Madge, probably a big Tick Tock Nicole fan. She probably wants the viral trend challenge.
How about you, Angela? What would you listen to on 1X?
I'm waiting for The Price is Right or The Family Matters season 3 episode 7. Oh, wow.
Okay, it's very specific.
Yes. Okay. If that comes up, then we know that she is, in fact, the witch. Yes. It's Halloween.
Okay. And maybe then Corey,
I have a hat somewhere.
Corey, do you have a rooting interest?
I actually kind of want to see the Price is Right one as well.
That okay.
One, even though I hope people aren't too burned out on game shows. We have a couple.
Yeah, also shows with a million guests, which that one has. Mm-hmm. I do want to build that game show with you, Rob, also speaking of game shows. That would be fun for next week.
Okay.
And all right. Really
let's see episode 106. What's it going to be? Round and round she goes, and it's coming up on... Oh, okay. Next week, we are going to be getting on the old TikTok for a viral challenge tournament.
All right. I'm excited.
Okay. There we go.
All right. Angela, do you have any suggestions for what would be a good viral challenge that we should be starting?
Oh, man, I am not good with coming up with ideas. I have no idea.
Angela, if you had to dress up as a Renap character this year, where would you have gone if you did a Renap dress up this year?
I really liked the idea of Marvin Harry. I think you guys referenced that a lot, and I probably would have gotten my husband to join. And
poor him.
Yeah, or had my youngest son.
Once he gets back with the pizza.
Yeah, when he gets back with the pizza.
Keep the change, you filthy animal. Yeah.
I would exactly. I would have probably done that. That's the one that I would have done this year.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, it's also almost filthy animal season. I don't know if your kids are going to watch Home Alone a lot the next 2 months, but when they do watch it, everyone gets called a filthy animal for that.
I didn't even think of that. Okay, Matt, do you have any ideas for a viral challenge?
Yeah, I feel like it has to involve food, like maybe how quickly you can eat or drink something or how much of something you can fit in your mouth.
Madge, what if there's some sort of like a Stargate challenge where people are going through and like building like a Stargate in their house and then they walk out and then they're somewhere else?
That did happen in one of the episodes. An alien was staying in one of the cast
one of the team members' house and he built a Stargate out of a toaster. So that's an option.
See, Akiva, I'm telling you, this Stargate could be gold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll have a poll.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll keep everybody keep your eyes peeled for the poll from Akiva on Twitter to see if we should do Stargate.
TikTok Nicole at Behind the Secret has already posted weeks ago a form for the Viral Trend Challenge. We will pump it up this week, but if you have any ideas, look at my Twitter or at Behind the Secret's Twitter, and
why is she Behind the Secret? Will we find that out next week?
Next week. That's a good tease for next week, because I have no idea why she's Behind the Secret.
Okay.
So, but hopefully she'll tell us next
week. I just thought of a potential challenge too. So my idea is I think it needs to have a little bit of danger, like the parents getting really upset, the kids doing it sort of thing. So my challenge idea is called the flagpole challenge. You stand on a roof and you just stand there. Maybe you're holding a flag and then you get the picture or like a video from really far away, like from the ground, and you're just standing up on the roof. That's my challenge idea.
Okay.
The flagpole challenge. Interesting. Oh, you could submit that also to Nicole. How many, what should we have, Rob? 16, 32? How many challenges should there be? You don't have to decide right now also. You could think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the 16, I think, is a good number for the... I know the 32, we bite off 32, and then I think it's too ambitious.
Yeah, you're right. 16,
it doesn't give her enough time to discuss everything. Like, I thought with, like, with Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz, the RENAP bot bracket, I thought that was good to have 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, awesome.
All right. So people are going to send in ideas for a viral challenge tournament, and we are going to then put this viral challenge out into the world. And then we are going to challenge our listeners to do it on TikTok and see if it takes off.
Yes, and we're
going to
make it go viral. We are going to bring this is going to become the thing. Like we did the Song of the Summer, we're going to bring it. And, you know, my idea of books as shoes, our shoes as books, books as shoes was great, but it didn't really take off past Nicole's one TikTok about it. This, we're going to need the buy-in from the listeners to all do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to download TikTok just for this one thing.
Okay, that's great. All right, well, so we'll get back on there on next week's episode. All right. Angela, where can people follow you?
At Angela Marvel.
Yes.
On Twitter. That's nice, easy, simple name.
Angela Marvel. Are you does it have anything to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
No, I wish. We always tell people we have a really cool last name, but it's
that's your last name.
It is my last name. Yeah, okay, so it's without the money and without the superpowers.
Yeah, so you were Miss Marvel before you were married.
No, that's my married name.
Yeah, you marry a guy named Marvel, you take his name. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah,
if your name is Marvel, you don't switch, obviously.
Yeah, and then you could go for Halloween with your husband. You could be Marvel Harry.
Yes, I have, and I've dressed up as Ms. Marvel before, so... that was kind of right on the nose. So.
That, maybe there's a question for Josh Wigler and Kevin Mahadeo, but is Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel the same?
As far as I know, they can be interchangeable.
They're interchangeable. Corey, do you know the answer to this question?
I don't 100% either, but I was actually leaning in the other direction. I thought they were different, but I'm not an authority on this.
Don't
either.
Send me on Twitter. I'm just going to Google it right now. And then
movies, they changed it and they made her into Captain Marvel. So it's...
Yeah. All right.
They're both Carol Danvers, so...
Yeah. Okay.
Angela, you're a big Seahawks fan. Are the Seahawks going to win the Super Bowl this year?
They're the same. They are both the same person and different people for those people who are thinking about writing me on Twitter.
We're both right.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Angela, I'm also a big Seahawks fan, just for the record.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, go Hawks.
You're welcome for Jamal Adams.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, thank you for Jamal Adams.
No, Jamal, he's done nothing.
Thank you guys.
I know, but he watch him be the,
Well, he's done a lot until he got injured. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be clear.
Yeah.
All right, this is the portion where
the Seahawks
people,
defense.
Yeah, we're losing people. Come on. All right. Okay.
Sorry. My bad.
Madge, did you hang up already?
No, I'm still here. I'm here until
Is it offensive
Matt?
if I made a joke that Matt has five favorite teams in the NFL?
She laughed. That was like a slight laugh. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Matt, where can people follow you?
Where are you?
Do you want really that kind of heat? I mean, I'm mostly on Reddit as a Magic Weasel. If
Magic Weasel.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
Hmm.
We never had somebody plug their Reddit handle before.
Yes. Yeah, you're on the Renap Reddit as a Magic Weasel.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Everyone on the Reddit, be nice to Corey. He worked very hard on this episode. He did a good job.
M-A-G-I-C Weasel or M-A-D-G-E?
No, just magic as a, you know, like magical. Like you'd expect.
A magical weasel.
It is a pun on my name, but
It's a pun in sound, but not in spelling.
Got it. Okay. All right. And then how about you, Corey B? Of course, people could check out the Wombat Water podcast.
Yes, absolutely. The Wombat Water Podcast, wombatwater.com, or our Twitter at Wombat Water. You can also catch me on Twitter, Instagram, I guess Reddit also technically, on at Cavix, C-A-V-X.
Yeah.
I am mostly active on Twitter.
All right. And then Uncle Kiwi, he's playing Among Us 24/7, podcasting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the great Hannah Shapiro coming on NGOG. Tomorrow night. Mm. We didn't do an episode last week, so hopefully we'll do two.
Host
this week.
Of Pawnee Public Radio.
Pawnee Public Radio.
And Rec Rewatch.
Yes, we are New Girl and Parks and Rec are joining forces. We're having her on. We are 32 Fans has been having some fun with I've been pretty hot on NFL predictions this year. Robin Akiva need a podcast. People should check that out if they're not familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
32 Fans Patreon. That's my fourth show. And then, yeah, Among Us tomorrow night, me and you again on Puya's stream Sunday night. People are listening to this on Sunday. I guaranteed I would chop up Rob first. Just kidding. Rob, you have to practice. Those guys and me and everyone's been playing nonstop for 2 weeks. So I feel like we've jumped up a level.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're gonna have to practice all day tomorrow. Watch you come in and we all accidentally murder people.
Yeah, if it wasn't for just the wife and kids and the job, I think I could really spend a lot more time.
Do you want to come on Kirsten's stream right now for 5 minutes with me? You could get a couple games.
I would, but again, some of the aforementioned items are waiting for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty.
So there you go. All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us here on episode number 105. We had a lot of fun. Thanks to all of our contributors here for To Tell the Truth. We will be back next week with a viral challenge tournament and TikTok Nicole on the next episode of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
I think we really need a podcast, but I'd need your help. Can we finally seal the deal?
I think we need a podcast, but that's not enough. We have nothing if we don't at least have a small idea.
For this weekend, let's just pretend that we know what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
I got one more podcast to do.
I bet Mira's happy that I get to do two. I got one more podcast to do.
And I'm just happy that I get to do it with you.
Listen, Akiva, I'm sorry I peeved ya, but you know it's all in good fun. I never expected we'd all be objective. Now this new podcast has begun.
Dude, are you a moron? You think that I'd move on? Leaving was never my plan. You act like an asshat, but of course I'll come back. To the 32 Fans.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need